Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sideways with Shels and Nutty M. Every week we come to you, listen what we say. We know that life is crazy, it's a challenge every day. So sit back, relax, listen, know that we are here too. Shels and Nutty M, this is their podcast tune. Sideways, yeah, yeah, hi, I'm Shels. Little Virginia girl, knit your eyebrows. Let me kiss, that's my focus. Gotta grind, no hocus pocus. Music industry is real to me, even though I don't drink Hennessy, but I smoke the green and drink caffeine. And loyalty is everything. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds. Hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I'm watching me do the prognosis. So I can push it, as should you. Take some time to listen a few. Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. Thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight T. He's been a long time in the industry. He's throwing weights while he open gates. The music, he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense. News and special guidance. Sit back, listen, we're coming in. GMG is real to me. Breadheads is the progress. Cool boy, pop lock king. OG Mac drama, Brick Squad Mafia 1017. Prophet 1017. Yankee, break gang. Just amazing gigs in 6 minutes. Malik show got a criminal in DB. RIP Strat, Matt Strap, Young Tay, Eloise Cartel. RIP Gata. Code Red, the villain, Tiwi, 96FG, Honey Blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Fed. Oh yeah, I listen to these people just so you know. Anything that I swerve to eat, Hey, boss up, boss up.
Hello everybody, and welcome to Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. It is hump day. How's it going, Maddie?
Yes, it is.
How are you?
I'm great. Honestly, I don't know, something about this spring and the equinox being early. I'm not really down with all that horological shit, but I don't know. I feel good. I feel strong, man.
I am. I'm totally with like, the whole stars and universe and everything. And I haven't figured out. I got to study it. I told Becca earlier, my daughter. I was like, the way that these past 2 days have been so trying on me, like, I'm really going to see what the hell's going on because there's something. I don't know if it's like a lunar moon or what, but, you know, it fucks with the Libras hard. Anyway. Yeah. So.
Well, whatever, man. You sound good. Everything's good. Life is beautiful.
Everything's wonderful.
No doubt.
I'm here on Sideways with Shels and Maddie M and Suck It Up. And we have three amazing guests tonight, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, we do.
And I mean, life is great, you know. I want to say thank you to all our listeners. Make sure that you roll your blunt, get your drink, kick back, relax, and let's listen to some good old music. Yeehaw!
No, yeah. Let's get it.
Did you like my yeehaw? I like it. That's pretty amazing.
I just like that you're back. Good to have you back. I miss my girl. Good to have you back.
Yeah, I'm super happy to be back, and I got our guest today that I had to put them off, then they came on the show, and I was sick, and I had to go off, so we had them back, because we have Indo back tonight, too, so I'm really excited about the show. Without further ado, though, let's bring on the fuck up of the hour. Fuck it up. What's going on, fuck it up?
Fuck up of the hour. That's it. What up, baby?
Hey, I'm not sure you can hear my echo in my new place. Blessings to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up, man. That's dope.
Happy hump day. It's hump Wednesday. You know how we get it in, basically. Just stay right here. Everyone got to get their pipe ready, get their weed ready, get everything need to get ready, get their drink ready, but don't drink and drive. Drink and walk. Drink and smoke. Smoke and walk. Do everything while not driving, okay? Let's get it in. Anyways, I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? Truly blessed. How you doing, Maddie Matt?
Yo, man. I'm on cloud nine, baby.
That's what's up. Shelly Shells, how you doing, Shelly Shells?
Staying freaking tastic. And I want to say congratulations on your new place, yo.
Thank you. Blessings. God is good. You got to keep them first. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I got my magnificent place. But other than that, no, of course, for the now to get it going, let's see. This is fuck up of the week. First headline. Out of Devon Live, Seagulls are getting drunk on leftover bulls and throwing up on firefighters.
Oh, my God.
Yo, when I was in Vegas, man, we used to get bottle service, right? And so at the end of the night, when everyone, like, it was like 3 G's a bottle, right? Like, I had mad cash. But at the end of the night, everyone would leave, and I'd take their bottles, man. I'd go around the table to take their bottles. I used to have, like, 6 bottles with me when I left the club, man. Straight up. I ain't letting that shit go. Fuck that. But I never threw up on a firefighter. That's brand new.
But you're not a seagull either.
That part. Watch out for those seagulls. Drink all your drinks. Smoke all your smoke. Next headline. Florida man, a homeless man reported
here we go.
A dead body by carrying the skull into a Florida Publix and using it as a puppet.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Oh, I'll see you there.
Who the hell fucked up, man? I'll say it again.
A homeless man reported a dead body by carrying the skull into a Florida Publix. It's a store in Florida, and using it as a puppet. Third and final headline.
As a puppet.
Fact. I'll see you the
Publix,
picture.
By the way, side note real quick. Publix has the best Philly cheesesteak subs. Go ahead now. Sorry.
You got it. You got to hear from Shells. Last and final headline. Farting passenger delays American Airlines flight to Austin. Redditor says, Austin, Texas, a farting passenger is being blamed for an American Airlines flight being delayed from Phoenix to Austin. That's according to trending. This is fuck it up, fuck it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. We
nice
like
one,
you, fuck
man.
It up. Good smoke, good smoke, man. It's going to be a good show. You know we'll bring you back on later. Much love.
Let's do it. Love you guys. One.
Okay. One.
Guys. Yeah. So let me just say, Florida.
What?
People, you've got to do better than this. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm worried about Florida, man. Florida's crazy, yo. You all think Oregon's crazy because all the drugs are legal there, but it's not. It's Florida because they don't care if they're legal or not. They just do them. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think, Shells? Half our headlines? At least a third. From Florida,
at least,
right?
Yes, I would say yeah, for sure. Yeah. Now, we used to have a house on Lake Okeechobee down in Florida, and it's just a whole crazy atmosphere because you know you got gators coming up in your yard, and then you got the gator police coming and like collecting them, and like it's just crazy. It's crazy in Florida, man. Crazy. Yeah,
no doubt.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, man, that's crazy. Everything can kill you. It's like living in Australia, but in North America. There's some crazy shit over there, man.
Yeah. A dingo ate your baby? Never mind. Anyway. All right. So.
Dingo ate your baby. Where's my baby? I was watching Seinfeld today, man. Where's my baby? A dingo ate your baby.
A dingo ate your baby.
Oh, it's going to be a good show. You know why? Because you and I are fucked up. Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. So what I'm going to do first, guys, and actually, I know everybody, I do have new music coming eventually. I've got to get my songs caught up because I was supposed to be doing a song a month. And where I've been in the hospital, I haven't been able to do a song a month. So I'm going to have to go to the studio and hit that a different way than you all hit it. Listening. And then, but I'm going to go ahead and play Paranoid real quick. That way I can get everybody in the green room and see who they are. If you are wanting to speak or you are a guest, please press 1 and I will put you in the green room and put you on the board. Let's hear Paranoid by Shell, Moi, Spook, and Hog. Let's get it.
Yeah, let's get it.
Why you act so paranoid, thinking what you do? Why still kill somebody, them boys looking for you? You out here trying to hang out, you wired up, fool. Know they listen to every conversation that we do. Both homeboys, they homegirls, all went to jail. Now I get the picture, nigga. You out here telling we chase you off the block. You can't even go home until you 6 feet deep. You better stay gone.
Pretty strap on my side, everywhere I go she does right. But people start talking funny like got the neck on the side. I caress her the way that she likes to be. One finger on the trigger while your eyes are on me. You started acting funny as if a memory. When I found that you are my actual enemy. Hold your loved ones close and your enemies closer. If paranoia is setting in, grab a Glock and I'll show ya. If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my trap out. Why you acting paranoid? You really fucked up, now we're gonna run up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. It's my boys in red and blue. If you pull your clock down, I will pull my shop out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up. Now we're gonna run up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. If my boy's in red and blue. Your problem with me is my problem with you. You got paranoia and a line issue. You sit there and you have no idea what I say. You think this is a game, well then let's just fucking play. I promise paranoia will soon fade away. I speak nothing but facts, just watch what I say. Feeling weak in the knees with a bitter taste. Paranoia destroys you as you fall on your face.
This nigga acting paranoid, he acting like a bitch. I'm starting to believe that he might even be a snitch. Cause don't make me dig a ditch and throw your body in that shit. Damn it, you collider, roly, get rid of the evidence on Crip. I put that ass in some concrete shoe. Reported missing shark, dip, they ain't gon' never find you. Before I end up in the FEDs, I get rid of a wink, leak, and put my mind at ease.
If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my strap out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up, never gonna run up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. It's my boys in red and blue. If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my strap out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up. Now we're gonna run up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. Why you acting paranoid? Paranoid. Yeah, you're gonna be destroyed. Be destroyed.
Be destroyed. Hey, all right, all right. So,
love that track.
That was.
It never gets old, man. Honestly, I used to hate it when you used to play it, but, man, that shit grew on me like crazy. That song never gets old, dude.
Why you acting paranoid?
Yeah, probably that's why I hated it. I told you about that time. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, yeah. So, without further ado, we are going to bring on one of our guests right now, Mr. Amun-Ra. Let me tell you, before I bring him on here, you all, the DJ, oops, hold on, the DJ name, I always get it wrong, but I'm going to let him say it. Okay, is it, would you say it for us, please, Amun-Ra?
Peace, I'm on. Yeah, it's Jehudi Asar. Jehudi is actually, originally it's Jehudi, the Greek term is Jehudi, but the ancient African Egyptian term is Jehudi, so it's Jehudi. And Jehudi was the god of wisdom and science and mathematics.
Yeah, okay. Yo, you're going to have to tell people about that, man. Yo, it's good to have you back. Listen, I was looking at the picture, the poster Shells put up today. Yo, I love that mask, dog. I love you.
Oh,
in that picture, man. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, bro.
I like it.
That was during the COVID area, you know what I'm saying, the pandemic area.
Yeah,
you know
no doubt.
Yeah, Shelly, that was you rhyming. That was a dope song, Shell. That was dope, yo. You got skills.
Yes,
thank you. I appreciate that.
So dope.
I appreciate that. I love music.
Hey, can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? I got some new headphones, and they kind of crazy. They muffled.
I was going to say you kind of echoey, but otherwise we can hear you. But you kind of echoey.
Okay, let me try something real quick. What about now?
I think you sound fine, but that's me.
Yeah, it's all good. We can hear you, your voice at least, man. That's all good.
Okay, cool. Glad to be here.
So his partner, I guess, is having phone issues. Say it one more time so I can get it right.
Jehudi.
Jehudi.
Yeah, come on, girl.
Jehudi.
Get it.
Like Jehudi. Jehudi. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Listen, I mean, I just had to get it right. I'm very bad with names. I really am. You know, but I didn't want to say it wrong again. So, Jehudi.
Right.
Yeah, he's having phone issues. So, I hate that because, you know, they came on like they were ready three times for our show and we had issues.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. I'm going to represent for the brother, though.
Yeah, well, I'm going to at least tell him we send love, all right? No doubt.
I will. He's probably gonna chime in soon. I hope he do so. We'll see. But if not, I'll represent.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Good.
So tell us a little bit about you. Tell everybody about you and Jehudi.
All right.
And
cool.
You know what got you started in music and what you're doing right now.
All right. I'll get a short version because last week I kind of said too much. I'm originally from Athens, Georgia. First of all, I'm known as Amon Ra to the hip-hop world. And Amon Ra is a title. It means the hidden light or the hidden life force, ancient Egyptian deity, ancient African deity. Became in tune with that energy 1998, you know what I'm saying? So I've been, that's the energy I deal with. Again, I'm from Athens, Georgia. If you're familiar with the University of Georgia, the Georgia Bulldogs, to my sports fans, that city, that town. I began emceeing at the age of 14. I'm 51 years old. I'll be 52 in April. This is the Aries season. All my Aries. Any Aries in the house?
No.
Anyone
here?
Man.
I forgot. Yo, I heard you. So y'all, like, y'all not into all of that. What you say, astrology shit? But our ancestors was deeply into it, and that's how we used to move, astrology, astronomy, before technical shit. So I'm heavy into that. You have to really remember, you have to follow the stars. When you was born, the stars were aligned a certain way. And your soul came in. Right. Your soul
was
actually.
I was just going to say, I tell people. I'll let you go ahead.
No, go ahead, guys.
I was just going to say, like, if people talking about astrology and, you know, the sun, the stars, the moon, all that, if you really, really look up things and study it, it's important. Go check out your life past number. You can Google it. You can find it and read about it, and I guarantee you it's going to describe you. It's amazing. But go ahead.
Right, yeah. But I was basically trying to get to that. I'm an Aries, and that's my energy. Mm-hmm. But when you were born, you know, the stars were aligned a certain way. Your soul is basically your star. That's what you are. That's why you got your solar plexus. When you breathe in your hand, that's why it's hot. It's something that's keeping you warm in there. You're like really an actual star. That's why they say as above, so below. Everything that's going on in the universe is going on down here. We're playing it out down here. It's a microcosm and macrocosm, you follow what I'm saying? So that's what's happening with that. But back to the hip-hop, I began rhyming at 14. I created my first song at 14, and it was played on the University of Georgia radio station, heavy rotation, for about a year. From that point, I got a manager. That manager turned me on to Jermaine Dupri at the age of 16. He was 15. He produced my first demo. That demo connected me with Ian Burke, Research Ian Burke. He's like a gatekeeper right now for Atlanta music. He was responsible for finding Outkast, Goody Mob, that whole crew, TLC, Escape, Rico Wade, all of them. And I was on the roster with them before any of them blowing up. But like due to the politics of the industry, like you hear what's going on right now with the molestation going on, P. Diddy and all of that.
Yeah.
He was already hip to that. At 18 years old, I was already hip to that. So we bounced from them. We like, yo, we're not gonna deal with the industry. We'll just take it underground. It was me, my man from Detroit, and my high school homeboy, Tariq Topcat. He was a producer and a DJ. We were independent, formed a record company called Mass Con. We put out like hits throughout like the 90s, the 96 to 98. I moved to Detroit with my man from Detroit. He was from Detroit. Tour Detroit got an independent record deal. It really didn't do shit, but I was able to open with Jay-Z, Run DMC, Crucial Conflict, Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, The Alkoholics, you know what I'm saying? So Detroit, that's
man,
I'm going
to tell you, I listen to some Run DMC and Bobby Brown all the time. I'm not even lying.
Just Bobby Brown.
I'm just
saying.
That's what I'm asking myself.
So you've been around the block then, huh? Damn,
yeah, man. 52,
yo,
man.
Good for you.
I am hip-hop. I am hip-hop. Thank you.
I was just about to say that. You are hip-hop.
I am. I live in the breeze. I'm the culture. So when I moved back to Detroit in 98, I got married and formed a crew called Pure Energy. My ex-wife and I, it was a very esoteric group. It's called OM, Pure Energy. OM's album was very popular amongst the conscious community down here. We rocked that from like 2004, we separated, got divorced. I went solo and been creating since then. I connected with Yehudi in 2014. We created the Sun Cycle. Check it out. The Sun Cycle was everywhere. It was a nice underground banger. And then in 2016, we created the Tribal Core. That's when I connected with Timbo King from Wu-Tang and True Master. I got Timbo on two tracks. Two Masters did a free drop on the strength of you like my energy and like what I got going on. You know what I'm saying? So now we're working on our third project. It's called Only Built for Nubian Links. It's going to be featuring Timbo again, Beretta 9, and Solomon Childs. You know what I'm saying? And possibly Trike to God. You know what I mean? So that's where we at right now.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at right now, baby. Real quick.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. No, homie, you can't put your whole life into that. You're right. It was brief. But, yo, man, congrats, honestly. Shelly and I, we're considered, well, Shells, what do you think? We're 43, right? We're considered, like, you know, but at your age, homie, and doing all that you've done and having this youthful attitude about you and still kicking it and with all this, like, with all that you've done and still moving and still doing stuff, like, hey, Shells, didn't we hit Mr., right? We had a guest. He was like,
yes.
Right? He was up there.
Yeah.
But everybody is just so youthful, and it's
there,
so
it's
cool
like
to see.
My age range, so, yeah.
Well, no, I'm not saying up there for us. I mean that aging has nothing to do with fucking shit no more, man.
No, it doesn't. You got to remember, man, your soul is infinite. It's eternal, dude. You know what I'm saying? You're as young as you think. You know what I mean? So that's what it is,
exactly.
Baby. Hip-hop is just not for young people. You know what I'm saying? It's for us, too. It started 52 years ago, yo. You know what I'm saying? We're still basically a baby still, you know what I mean? Compared to other genres of music. You follow what I'm saying? So, yeah.
No doubt.
And let me ask you. So everybody knows, tell them how they can reach you and Yehudi on social media.
Well, let me add also, Yehudi is a Wu-Tang affiliate producer. He produced for Harlem 6, and he toured with Guru around the planet, you know what I'm saying? And he mentored on the RZA. So, yeah, he's really Wu affiliated. But you can catch me. My website is amunramusic.net. That's A-M-U-N-R-A music.net. Instagram is amunra7. I'm on TikTok. I think it's amunra7 or amunra9. Check that. You know what I'm saying? YouTube, amunra09. Or you can just Google Amun Ra, AMUNRA, Athens, Georgia, or Atlanta, Georgia. Everything will pop up. Yep.
Perfect.
Let me ask you, where are y'all located? I don't think I found it out.
Shells, go ahead.
I'm in West Virginia.
West Virginia. Okay, my wife is from Virginia Beach. Okay, got you.
Yeah.
I'm in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada right now, bro.
Wow.
My hometown.
I got a partner from Toronto, man. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Saying that, you know, Shells and I never met each other, right?
We're best friends, man. But check this out.
Yehudi and I
have never met in person either. He's in South Carolina. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
For real?
No.
You guys never met.
We've known each other since 2014.
I'm gonna make it my job,
job, making my duty to meet him this year. I'm gonna try traveling and check
yeah,
the guy out.
Shells and I too, man. We're gonna do
that's
it.
That's crazy.
Right, Shells? We're gonna do it this year.
Yeah, I mean it's so cool, but you know, life is different than it used to be. You didn't have friends that were all across the world because you didn't have the internet.
Right.
Now you can actually video chat people, and you get to know them, you know? They're like, suck it up. I have not met him in real life either. You know what I'm saying?
But he's one of my best friends. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know either, man.
It's like the internet connection with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? The people you're cool with now, you've dealt with them many lifetimes before. This, you're just doing it
right.
again. You know what I'm saying? Different form. Right. You might have been a male the last time, and you might have been a female. You know what I'm saying? This shit is deep.
Yeah.
It is deep, man. That's crazy. I thought, I could have sworn you got, that's kind of cool, isn't it, Shelly? That they never met
and
they're so close.
We're part of the same esoteric fraternal order, though. So we got that connection too. We're part of the ancient Egyptian order and the ancient mystic order of Melchizedek. So that bonds us, you know what I mean?
Right.
Well, Shelly and I, you know what bonds us is she sends me chicken videos and I laugh my ass off. So that's what bonds us.
Hold on. What kind of videos? What kind?
Chicken. She has chickens at her farm, man. So, yeah,
oh, word?
Chickens, man.
You're off the grid, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, not totally, but I've got, we've got property. We've got 40 some acres here. But, I've got my chickens, and they love me, and they literally talk to me. Like, as soon as I let them out, they all come around me, and they sit there and, bitch about each other to me, and then they go on about their own way.
Yo, is it hard to manage them?
No, I mean, they shit everywhere. That's the problem with chickens. They do. They shit everywhere. But you got to feed them and water them. They drink a lot of water. Fill up a 5-gallon container every day for them. Yeah.
Mm.
And
how many chickens do you have?
I've got 14 chickens.
Wow. My family and I, we just purchased 10 acres of land. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm asking, because we built some homes on
it. Yeah, we need to have chickens.
I'm looking at
you over there. When eggs went up to
$22,
like a couple cartons, and I was like, oh, hell no, I'm buying chickens. But the thing is, I mean, you do spend a lot of money with food and all that stuff. But the thing is, man, I can get these eggs, and I've studied on how to preserve them, so I can preserve them for up to a year,
Right.
And
save the money, man.
So I will never go hungry. We will always have protein,
Right, right. That's the stuff. That's the goal. That's the end goal for me, to live off the grid. You know what I mean? Solar panels, all of it.
Yeah, that's kind of been the going topic on this show lately, right, Shel? Going off the grid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, because you see what's happening. Y'all see what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see what's going on.
Well,
already know ain't got to discuss, man. Y'all see what's happening.
They're starting to take people's land, too. I'm going to tell you what they're doing is – they're raising everybody's taxes. They're changing the laws. They're doing everything to where these big corporations are going in, and these farmers that have generations of farmers that, and generations of them, their new generation doesn't want to be on a farm. So they don't do it. They don't take the land. So these older farmers are selling off their property because they can't work the land anymore, and these big corporations are coming in, and they're buying the land. And you all, mark my word, I'm telling you, if you have land, you need to keep it. If you don't have land, you need to buy it. And
exactly.
I'm telling you right now. Yeah.
Word.
It's crazy. It's really insane. If you watch, because I'm the kind of person, I study everything. Like, if I think of something, I want to study it,
Okay.
That's the way I am.
Yeah, sure.
And so.
As you should.
Yeah, but you're exactly, And so. Man, I started hearing about these corporations taking over these farms, and you always think it's never going to happen to you, but I'm telling you, they're going to, right now, Montana and Wyoming, they're buying up the land. The big corporations are buying up the land in Montana and Wyoming.
And what's the guy that bought all the land, the farming land? I can't think of his name right now, but he's a billionaire. He bought up a whole lot of farmland. What's his name? Y'all don't know?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I told you I'm horrible with names.
He's either Musk or Benzos or whatever, man. I don't know.
Did it come to me?
They try.
It's just really important that, we actually, we grow our vegetables. We can our vegetables. We can soup. We, do all that stuff.
No doubt.
Yeah.
It depends on where you're at. Like if you have a farm and there's a lot of drought situations, man. I know I'm up north, man, and honestly, it's pretty bad here. Like Canada had the worst air quality in the world last year because of all the forest.
Seriously?
Drought, right?
I thought Canada was like the cleanest country.
It is. It is. But, man, where you live at again? You probably saw smoke from
us. Athens. Say it again?
Yeah, you probably saw smoke, man, from us. Last year, our, like, 20th of the country burnt, man. For real, though. New York was blasted by. They couldn't even breathe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Man. Yeah.
You
know, if you're a farmer.
Do you know Tony Dorsey down there, Tony Dorsey?
You talking about the brother running for sheriff?
In Athens, Georgia? Yeah.
Yeah, and his
brother's like the sheriff? Yeah, he knows me.
Yeah,
he used to go chill at his house all the time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know Tony. He's running for sheriff. It's Tony who's running for sheriff, right? Yeah.
His brother.
I know the brother.
His brother.
Oh, yeah, his brother. Yeah, I know him. Yeah. Okay, small world, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, if people are active in Athens, they usually know Tony, you know what I mean? Because he used to do promotions and all that stuff. So, like,
that's crazy.
I know, right?
That's crazy.
I just feel like
man,
this here just pulled out a name from the sky.
I know Tony Dorsey. I know his brother. His brother and I was in our first rap group together. It's funny you say that. His brother was Dimitri Leslie, the first rap group I formed in middle school. And check this out, fun fact. Are y'all familiar with the show The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know King Ezekiel? King Ezekiel, Kari Payton. He was in that rap group with me. I grew up with Kari Payton. He can really rhyme, too.
Really?
And the group was called Rockets
Eric.
Incorporated. But that's crazy.
Eric Lester. Did you know Eric Lester? He's one of them, too.
I know Eric and Dimitri Lester. Yeah. Pretty Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know all of them.
Yeah. That's crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy.
Eric felt cleaner to go with me. Yeah. He did. That was crazy.
Yeah. Was he in Virginia or were you down here?
No, I was in Georgia a lot. I traveled all over the United States selling cleaner, and then I got my own cleaner. When I realized you could buy your own cleaner and sell it, I started doing that, and that's how I financed my first tour. I had the artist that went with me on tour. We did 36 states in 6 months. And I had them out selling cleaner door-to-door with me. And once we got enough money, we invested it into a clothing line and CDs and all that stuff. And then we started making money that way. Yeah.
I love that story. I'll never get sick of that story, Shel. I'll never get sick of that story. You guys, seriously.
Very funny, yo.
she got a bunch of boys, right? And they're all artists. And they sold cleaner from door to door, and they made enough money to continue to move on and promote this tour. There was a crazy tour. I just think that's like the coolest. Anybody listening right now, like the fuck internet, man. Yo, internet can help you only so much, man, because the internet's inundated with people trying to do shit. But what Shelly did with her crew, going around, actually making physical CDs working to move to the next spot, I mean, that's face to face. You know what I mean? That's face-to-face. You can put a picture up on your profile, whatever, but these are face-to-face things, man, that people will never forget you. They'll be like, oh, shit, I know that person. I knew them. They came by. They were selling cleaner. Yo, let's go to that concert.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of stuff is gone now, and I think it needs to come back. Because the internet, sorry, dude, you can't trust a word you hear on the internet. Man, motherfuckers, I mean, look at all these AI-made videos now. You can't even trust a commercial. You can't even trust nothing. Like, some dude says, have you seen some of these videos? They nuts. Like, you can make anything happen, but there's always glitches in them. And they got to look for the glitches in them. You can tell if they're fake or not, but it's only to an untrained eye. And people go through the internet so quickly that they don't. So anything that sticks in your mind, a crazy image, but you don't take the time to check if it's, like, legit, man, this is misinformation. This whole world is based on misinformation, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
people don't want to take the time to study things, Maddie. They don't want to take the time to invest their mind into anything. When it's just thrown in front of them, they're going to believe what is said at face value by whoever and whatever.
But, yeah.
I can't do that.
But the thing is, it puts an imprint. Like, Shelly and I, our pictures we put on our flyers. And Armin and everyone else that you guys send us pictures to put on flyers, they're real pics. Like, there's no doubt about it. You know what I'm saying? The lighting's real. It's blurry in some places. You know what I mean? Like, these are real pics. This is what we fucking look like. But anyone else, man, you heard about that whole thing with who's the princess or whatever, that whole Kate hate scandal mm-hmm. about her. Yeah, that's it. And then that girl will never live it down. You know what I'm saying?
About the
She'll never live it down. And why would you have to make up shit? You're a fucking princess, for Christ's sake. Why would you have to make up pictures? I don't get it.
Right.
This whole world's crazy, but real recognize real. Trust that.
Exactly. Soul group, baby. Soul group. You feel me?
So, you know, I think that it's time for a song, because I'm going to go roll a blunt real quick, and we're going to listen to a song.
All right. And I'll give a shot.
Shells, hold on, Shells. Let me correct it. Tony's brother is Tommy. Tommy, who's running for sheriff. I just want to straighten it out. So that's both the brothers. All right.
Okay. I know it was one of them.
Be listening.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Tommy.
Tony, you're serious when it comes to the Bulldog games. I'm not going to lie now. You know.
He got a lot going on in the
city. Serious about them games.
He got a lot going on in the city right now, too. Big ups to, to Tony and Gusto. He got a partner named Gusto, and they bring a lot of entertainment to the city.
And we're actually going to have him as a guest on the show, because he was like, Phil, can I get on your podcast? I was like, absolutely, you can. Yeah.
Man. 3 degrees of separation, baby. That is crazy.
Yo, homie. Yo, listen, Alma, I want to say something before we play a track. So it's funny you said 3 degrees. So they say it's 6 degrees, right, for every average human. And I think I'm about 2.5 now. My goal is to be up to 1.75 degrees of separation, man. That's my goal in life, and I'm getting there. I'm almost there, dog.
Hey, I can dig it, brother. Keep traveling.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, guys. So listen, make sure you all mute up when we play your song and unmute after it's done.
Good,
I'm going to play Amun Ra, and I can't. My eyes. I don't have my glasses on. So we'll talk about what the name of it is afterwards. And
no doubt.
Yeah. All right.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
You know what this is?
What is it, Buddha?
It's a book of life. In the beginning, when men arrive on Earth, the black gods did leave their spacecraft, and they walked, and they named the beast of the sea and the animals of the land.
Heavens.
And man in his blackness did walk the earth, making
medicine.
Then discovered time. These were all black people, goddamn!
Yo, Jehudi, this track is a classic, like Eric B for president. Allow me to bless him with words that are heaven sent. Organic intelligence, I don't trust that artificial shit or the government. Best researcher you fucking with. That babble that you utter and spit is irrelevant to a veteran. Master student schooled by the elderman. Room to be better than the average savage. Protect your cabbage. Some folks will let you have it. Vaccinate who? You devils must be cuckoo to think I would put my faith in you after all the evil shit y'all do. The nerve of you. For my people that are sheep, why would you continue to believe in the time of home? But to each his own. I do this for those in tune with my tone. I transmit through microphones to help guide you back home. 2020 was like a sci-fi movie. 2021, I'm waiting on them zombies to make their move, B. Watch how you move, G. Them pilgrims can't fool me. It's the moon of Jehuti. Them Kim West deities repping the ancient energies. It's the age of the mother goddess. So fuck being modest. It's time to reclaim your soul. This ain't nothing new. This is cosmically old. You just haven't been told. Peep how the knowledge unfolds. Everything is in cycles. Which means it's our time again. It's not coincidental that you're hearing my rhymes again. This set nine to the ninth power of nine again. So you can miss me with that Heineken. Pass me that Soul Brothers crew. Hooch up to a Sado.
El Chester, they got that beer for you.
Support black businesses and respect each other too. Maya, on behalf of the enlightened Nesheru. Known and unknown. Ashe.
Ashe.
So motor B. Survive to fight another day. Sincerely, I'm on Jehuti Ray. We'll be right back.
All right, all right. So tell me about that song, right?
What happened?
I said, tell us about that song.
Speak about the track.
Oh, okay. Black God is kind of self-explanatory from the title. I was basically just breaking down what's going on at the time we wrote that. That album came out in 2016. So that was right around COVID hit. When did the COVID hit?
I don't know. I was off, like, traveling.
It was in 2016. I'm off. My number's off.
I think it was, 2019 to, like, 01, I think-ish. I don't know.
Not COVID, like the COVID.
Yeah, COVID.
2019.
Like the disease.
Yeah, so I was basically breaking down that vaccine. I'm anti-vaccine, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how y'all feel about that, but I was taught not to put anything foreign into your system. You're born with everything you need to exist here. So I'm saying what I did was fasted. It took a lot of minerals, sunbathed, things of that nature, and I stayed free from it, you know what I'm saying? So that song was letting people know that not to trust everything that government tell you. You know what I'm saying? Anti-government, all that shit. I don't trust none of that. You know what I'm saying? So basically, that's what that song is about, awakening. My music is designed to specifically awaken people of color, African-Americans, because we've been locked the most. We are the originals on the planet, people of color, so it's up to us to really basically get ourselves together before we can help heal the planet. So me and others are incarnated here to bring forth music to do that. So that's basically what the song is about, if you understand what I'm saying.
Nothing.
Okay. I know it may go over some people's heads, but it ain't for everybody. My music's not designed for everybody. It's basically for select few.
My dad's,
you know,
a doctor and my sister's a pharmacist, so, yeah, I got all my stuff. But when I went to OG in Phoenix, so I was good for, and I traveled everywhere. When I said, like, COVID didn't affect me, my parents hate me when I say it because they were stuck inside. Traveling to Mexico, I was in, like, Ibiza. I was fucking doing crazy shit, man. They didn't care. As long as you, like, if you go to, like, the lesser, like, beach areas, plus I was dating a really, really rich girl at that time. So, like, man, we were doing whatever. But anyways, so I went to go see OG Mac Drama, and I get COVID on the plane, man. Going there.
Word.
And it hit me that, yeah, after all the immunizations, after everything. Anyway, so I'm saying it is what it is. People leave what they believe.
Right.
And I'm a fit motherfucker, man. I think I just got sick thinking about going to spend a week with OG, man. Real talk.
That's funny.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this. In order to have surgery, I had to have life-saving surgery, like for a feeding tube and all that. I had to take the shot, and so did my family members, or they wouldn't do surgery on me. So, the COVID shot. So we took him, and now my son has heart issues because of it. He has cardiomyopathy because of that.
Damn. Are y'all trying to get the money back he's suing? Can y'all sue?
You can't sue him. He's suing. That'd be a
process
lawsuit. You know how many people have heart issues because of that? You're not going to do anything about it.
It's crazy, man. I'm sorry to hear that, Goddess. Sorry to hear that.
I hate it.
I didn't even let my daughters get vaccinated when they were born. That's how deep I'm with it. And they've been good. You know what I'm saying?
They really gotta do it. Like, because, I mean, everybody has their own opinion. And I feel like right now they're having an outbreak of measles and mumps because people have not been giving their kids a vaccine. And now it's killing people. And, you know, there's certain ones I won't take. And there's certain ones I will. And it's, like you said, it's each your own. I don't judge nobody but what they do, because it's their life.
I'm going to tell you me, I'm a student of life, so I research and study everything, especially when it's dealing with me and mine. So I'm going to go with that and what my ancestors were into. I'm basically heavy into what my ancestors were into, you know what I'm saying? And they were into natural nature and the most natural things possible. So that's what we work rock with over here.
Yeah,
you know,
no, that's
but like
that
I said, to each his own, man. You know, I don't judge, and I'm not here to tell nobody anything. Who am I? Every soul incarnated with
no doubt.
Feel me?
But don't you think honestly, like, you know, you can't tell me that there's not different batches, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell me that, let's say they come with, they don't make one big batch of vaccine for the entire world, right? Like, they mix it in smaller batches, man. You can't tell me there's human error. There's no human error in certain shit like that. Like, everything,
exactly.
Like you said, each their own. As long as you stick with what you decided, and don't claim woe is me after. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
right.
But you know, it is what it is, man. You know, I'm just trying to live as long as possible.
It was kind of healthy
as possible.
That my kids had to take the shot in order for me to have surgery. You know, I mean, like, I really battled with that, and now I feel guilty because of it. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of guilt to put on somebody.
Man, I'm sorry. I work at a hospital, too, and they was trying to fire the kid. You know what I'm saying? But I came with the correct paperwork. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, the military had to take it, and they got fired, too.
Because
my family's military. Yeah. Sure did.
You know,
and
population
that's
control, baby.
It's exactly, and if they are giving you $100 gift card for you to go get a shot, there's something up.
You know something ain't right. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm
right.
saying? It's crazy. So you know what time it is. You can see. We have one that can see.
Yeah, the gift card is a little much, man. That's actually,
what
I didn't hear about that before. That's a little much. That's.
Yo, at our job, they was offering extra like $200 to take the jab. I was working at a hospital.
Yep.
I was a operator. You know what I'm saying? Telephone operator. To make us take the shot. It's crazy, but
yep.
Let's keep it moving, baby.
No doubt. Yo, what about Indo, man? Where's Indo at?
Let's bring Indo on. Hold on 1 second. I was going to play another song and then bring him on, but...
Cool.
Okay, cool. Do that.
That's
cool.
Thanks.
Okay, so we're going to play another song, and then we're going to bring our other guest, Indo, on. We're not done with you. I'm Nunrado, so don't go nowhere.
Not at all.
All right?
Do your thing.
You're staying, babe. Whether you like
all
it
right.
or not, you're staying.
All right, let's get it. Right here on Sideways with Shelves and Maddie M. You all light your blunts, get your drink, relax, and kick back. Let's get it.
Yeah. Believe me when I say.
Your ancient future is now. Welcome to Canada.
Hey, yo, Kinetic 9, the time is now, so strike. Believe me when I say, we all flawed. Still doesn't remove the fact that I'm God. Cypher divine, the sun always shines. All the way down to the fiber like Melorines. I maintain the strive to stay alive. In the world of Mr. North, is where I thrive. As a young youth, participate in the crimes. Exactly how I cried the name, B9. The risks were unspined by blunts and cheap wine. Soon became groomed to a soldier in no time.
It's a hidden light, shining bright through the mic. Inner sight, reignite, wrong or right. Black and white, flight or fight with all my might. Day and night, eternal life, on guide. Can my mold divide higher heights when I write? I invite the types that dislike the Canaanites. I'm a spiteless, I recite death to a parasite. Peace to you neophytes. Have no fight, it's time to unite like Jedi Knights. Lace up your boots tight.
Yo, a great lyricist, dope beat is my therapist. No mumble jumble, you can't spit it as clear as this. Stay on my humble, I carry what others fumble. On my grind yearly, the pressure that average crumble. The best not nearly, I'm human though I may stumble. The back of my grizzly, got you asking who is he? Spit this for your conscience, I don't need it, I want this. In my hunger mode, look what I done accomplished.
As the sun shines, I'm inclined to transmit these rhymes to the center of your mind, hoping to reach you this time. Teach you that you're divine, your body is your shrine. Keep refraining from that swine, eat foods that are alkaline. Green leafy vegetables, citrus fruits, spring water, alkalized spices, nuts and roots. Then poof, you'll be disease and virus proof. The living truth, I move like carnage when I'm in the booth.
Many are called, only a few are chosen.
Who?
Many are called, only a few are chosen.
What?
Many are called, only a few are chosen.
How many?
Only a few are chosen.
Like you.
Many are called, only a few are chosen.
Who?
Many are called, only a few are chosen.
What?
Many are called, only a few are chosen.
How many?
Only a few are chosen.
Your ancient future is now. Welcome to Ken West.
All right. That was Amira. Ooh. Chosen. What was the name? Is that the name of it, Chosen?
Chosen Few. Yeah, it's featuring Beretta 9 from the Killer Army, Wu-Tang Official, baby. Beast the Killer 9, Beretta 9, a.k.a. Kinetic 9. Woo!
Yo, Armin, I find your music quite interesting. Like, it's very different. You know, the shows and I, we hear a lot of music. I mean, in our daily lives and on the show. But your music's quite interesting. Like, it has African undertones, right? And is it, like, it's like chaos, but it's beautiful chaos. I don't know how else to put it, man.
It's controlled chaos. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's dark matter energy. That's what it is. And the universe is composed of dark matter energy, which is chaotic. Chaos. Yeah, you get it.
I like you.
But listen, I want to make a correction.
I like you.
I want to make a correction. The first song, Black God, came off the Trison Core EP, that was released in 2021, right when COVID hit. I thought it was from the Sun side, but I was incorrect. I want to correct that. Thanks.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, all right. Yeah, so... We're gonna play some more music of yours here in just a minute. We're gonna bring our other guest Endo on, but I'm gonna tell you this.
Cool.
Like I texted you this, and I told Maddie too. Since we have rescheduled your shows quite a few times, I have listened to your music quite a lot, and that is one of the songs. It's always gonna be, you know, what did you say the name of it was?
You talking about the one you just played?
Yeah.
Oh, the Select Few.
Yeah.
The Select Few.
The Select Few. And see, I said Few Your Chosen because that's just in my mind. Like, when I listen to that song, I just like that song. I like the vibe to it. That, yeah, that's one I actually I vibe to daily now. So
That's actually the first single off the new project, Only Built for Nubian Links. You know what I'm saying? Jehudi produced that as well. So that's the first joint off that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does.
Heavy
Wu-Tang affiliate.
Right.
It brings back that old hip hop feeling that, you know, you don't feel like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just,
it's that golden era hip hop. You know what it is? It's ancient futuristic. That's what it is.
I like that too.
You know what I mean? It's ancient futuristic.
Yeah.
You're getting the comedic ancient information with the now. Sounds mixed with some Wu energy. Kim Wu. Unofficially, we're known as Kim Wu, the comedic science and the wisdom of the universe, but it's not official. We're still working with Wu management to get that official stamp for that. We want to release the next project, Only Built for Nubian Links, under Kim Wu. It's like we're like Guru and Premier, you know what I'm saying? Or Method and RZA, or J. Ru and Premier. You know,
you like expanding
people's
minds, don't you? You like expanding people's minds,
yeah.
I can tell. Because
yeah,
like,
no,
that's why I like this.
Listen, I'm here to help enlighten the masses, to help awaken the people on the planet. That's my purpose on the planet, to do that. I've been doing it for 30 years plus. You follow what I'm saying? I left the industry to do an underground. They wouldn't accept me because of how it's coming. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's really real. I live this shit. It ain't a facade. This shit is real. Anybody know me, they'll tell you. This is who I am, 360. My daughters is Sekhmet, Mayat Ray, and Tefnet Upray, the ancient goddesses of the flesh. And they come in next. Feel me?
Mm-hmm. I understand. I do. I like your vibe. I like your vibe.
I like
your
vibe.
I like your vibe, too, homie.
I do, too. Maddie,
my man, Maddie in Canada. Maddie,
Yeah. So I'm going to bring Endo on, and then I'll go over our demographics. I'll tell you where our top five are.
Yo, can I introduce Endo for a second?
Baby go ahead, because I'm just kidding. He can be here, so you go ahead and introduce him.
Okay, so Endo, Rahman, you got to hear this kid. Anyways, he's not a kid anymore. So I signed him under Maddie M Management and 1017 Brick Squad when he was 18.
Okay,
like,
we
saw something in it. We actually had to wait till he was 18 because we found him when he was 16. Anyway, he fell off. I fell off. I was going to Vegas. I did all this shit. Whatever. He was living his life. Anyways, he turned into a grown, smart-ass man who I've been trying to push for him to keep making music, and it seems like he has. So he's an old friend of mine, a new friend of mine, and I think he's going to like what he has to say, man. Honestly. He's smart as fuck. He like you. He like you, dog. Anyway,
that's what's up.
Tells you got Endo on? Anyway, we get him on.
Yeah, he's on.
All right, Endo.
Yo.
What's up? What's up? What's good? peace to the planet. Peace to everybody. What's up with y'all? Happy Wednesdays. Happy Wednesdays.
Happy hump
day. Thank y'all for having me on today.
Happy Woo Wednesday.
Thank y'all for having me on. I appreciate it. Maddie, I appreciate that lovely introduction and everything. But yes. My name is Endo. I am, like Maddie said, he known me since I was 16. He's actually 26 now and everything.
It's crazy. 10 years later.
And now it's like, you know how they say it takes 10 years to perfect your craft and everything. And like Maddie said, he's been trying to push me. He's been trying to push me to keep doing music and everything. And honestly, I became a father about going on five years ago and everything, which really sort of like told on me. Appreciate that. Not, I want to say told, but it took a step back for me really having to figure out life and everything.
I love their crazy asses. I love them. But oh my God.
100%.
I kill them.
So one of the things, like Maddie said, like, you know, for a while I wasn't making music, so yeah, I did fall off and everything, but where I did find my retribution and stuff was I became a streamer and everything. I've been streaming on Twitch and just making content and everything for the last, I say, 4 years now and everything, which is kind of starting to get my name where I kind of want to be and stuff like that, to the point where it has recognition now and everything, which is kind of like my biggest thing, which is trying to get my name out there. As most artists know, it's hard to get your name out there if you don't have anybody that's backing you, or even if you just want to have somebody just, like, figure out your interests and stuff. With me and everything, I think streaming was the best part because I get to be me 24/7 when I'm on a camera. They get to see my life and everything. They get to experience the entire everything that comes with me when everything starts to blow. Like, I stopped sitting there saying, like, if this shit happens, because now it's more or less, like, when it's going to happen at this point, because I know as long as I keep putting this work in and everything, that it's going to change everything. And with that being said and everything, Maddie, I'm, like, you already know, I got my project dropping Sunday. It's been a year. It's been a year and a half since I dropped my last project.
Endo.
What's up?
Endo, hold up one sec. Yo, slow down, brother. We have all night, man.
He's cool.
Who said that? I'm gonna come over there. Anyway, go slow. First of all, I think the people should know because Endo has a very, very popular streaming thing. He does. What is it? Every day or like 5 days a week, right? At least.
So I'm on one full week and everything, and then I'm off for a week. And during that week where I'm off is like, so it's like usually when I have my son and stuff like that. So like during this week is my rest week, my edit week and stuff like that. Also getting ready for the project on Sunday. So I've been spending this week to get everything prepared for Sunday as well as spending a lot of time with my son and stuff.
Getting my mental right, you know. Yeah. No doubt, but, yo, tell the people right now because, yo, trust, this boy, he has some shit to say, and honestly, he's quite hilarious. So what's your streaming thing? Tell people what it is, like how they can find you on your streaming thing, what times-ish, whatever. Tell them right now.
You can find me on Twitch. You can always find me on Twitch every other week and everything, every single day from usually between 7 and 8 p.m. till about, like, 10 to 11. Usually during those times, I'll sit there and talk with my chat and everything. I'll sit there and react to videos. And sometimes I even make music on stream, which I'll hold for, like, a special occasion where I get to, like, actually, like, show people the actual intricate side of, like, actually making music and everything from the writing process, whether it's finding a beat that we're going to buy and everything. Just the whole experience of being an artist and everything from the background. But, yeah, that's every other week. And then you also can find me on TikTok at 410 Endo. You look up Endo, almost things is going to pop up with me and at this point, which has always been a goal, and that's one of the plans.
I need what your name is on TikTok. Cincinnati. I need all that shit
Endo.
Right down in Cincinnati for me if you'll do that.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because, like, I'm trying to get everybody on TikTok
ahead,
a little more. Because I'm old school. I don't really do that shit. But I started recording my chickens, and now I got all kinds of people.
You like
me
TikTok.
I don't do it. I watch other people. And they make money with that shit, you guys. They get gifts and all kinds of shit through the whole, like, it's crazy.
How much money they're doing.
How many people are watching how many people in this world is insane.
I get that, but I still ain't trying to sell myself with that.
Anyway, so and Shelly, so remember Shelly, when I told you that OG and I, we've been on the show for, what is it? It was 10 years, like fucking 2 years ago. So we had Indo come on, and we had these same Battle Rap Mondays, right, Indo?
Yeah.
So people would come and try to beat Indo at Battle Rap. Were you ever beat that? I don't think you were ever beaten, though.
I think early in, like, when I first started, when I started getting, like, adjusted to everything, I might have lost one time. But after that, I think I was on the run for the entirety.
You know OG and I decide when you lost, right? We were probably just
100%
in Vegas and shit. But, trust, Indo, he can battle rap anybody. I actually asked you if you still have the battery on you. You said yes.
Mm-hmm. That'll never die. That'll never die.
Salute. I'm not a battle rapper. I'm not good at that, but I still think they can do it. You know what I mean?
He killed everyone, Armin. He killed everybody, bro. Like, seriously? OG and I would be sitting, like, pissing our pants, laughing our ass off because these guys would come in, and they'd always talk shit. But Indo would just kill him. And we're talking about 16-year-olds. He's coming
You still get busy, Indo?
It was about 12 years ago, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I got a guy I would like to introduce you to. His name is Issues, and he's been a battle champ in Atlanta for a minute. He's my man, 50 Grand. We got an album together called Hotep Salon, Peace. But I like, when we get off here, I'm going to connect with you, though, on the stuff anyway, but then I'm going to connect you to Issues and see if we can set something up. That'd be dope.
Yeah, go show up, man. You got all your connects, man.
Yeah, I'm going to get with him. Yeah, we're going to connect.
Yeah,
that's
so what
we're doing.
Show,
man.
It ain't nothing
but a
drive.
Here's our
Shells,
go
ahead.
Okay.
I'm in Baltimore.
Okay, cool.
Do you know what? Baltimore is a crazy fucking place. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you a story. I haven't even started something. I know, I think I told you this last time. I don't know if I did or not, but my aunt had a kidney transplant up there. My mom gave her a kidney, right? And we had to stay in the townhouses, like, in front of the hospital. You had to room out. And you would walk down, and if people were shooting people, there was, like, garage doors opened up. That's where you went to the – there was no gas station in the city of Baltimore. You've got to go out a ways, a few miles to get to a gas station. It's crazy. Baltimore's crazy, y'all. Mm. It used to be, right?
That's how I'm making it out. That's how I'm about to get out of here. My talent, too. My talent's too big for the city, and that's not to be cocky or anything. That's just me knowing.
That's
just me knowing what I got.
You
got to
be cocky.
I got the chamber.
But you got to be cocky, too. It's okay to be cocky. Say that shit. Mean it. Stand on it, like they said.
So our countries, our top five countries are, they changed again, Maddie. Listen to this.
Oh, really?
United States is number one. Taiwan's number two. Mexico came back. It's number four. And Brazil is number five. France is not on there.
Brazil.
Anymore.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sweet.
All right. Yeah, France was there in number five last week. You know what the greatest thing in the world
Mexico
is?
Mexico is gone.
It's creating content that actually switches. Like, you can see on our platform, guys, that we have this thing, analytics, that shows what we have, right? And it's cool to see every week there's a new country coming into fifth or fourth, man. Like, that's how you make moves. That's how different things are done. You know what I mean? Like, that's making a stir. Whether they hate you or they love you, you're making a stir. That's the whole point of this industry.
Right.
Make someone feel something.
Yeah. Facts.
I can dig it.
Yeah. I'm trying to get the music pulled up, y'all. So, listen, I am so glad to be back on Hump Day Wednesday. Just to let
y'all
know.
I'm glad
you're
back, girl. Yeah.
We missed you, man. I was up for a minute, y'all. Appreciate the flowers that were sent. That was dope. Flowers, one of our fans did. That was super dope.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool.
Doubt.
Yeah. All right. So, Indo, we're going to play one of your songs real quick. And what do you want to do?
Shells, hold up. Are these his new tracks? Introduce your album, man. It's coming out whenever you say, and introduce it, man. Tell people about it before we play the first track.
Perfect. All right, so
This, well, let's see. I sent three of them because I know exactly what three I wanted to send. But I'm going to go ahead and let the intro run first for everybody. This is off my new project, Me Curses Me, which is a whole bunch of just me realizing for the longest time that in this whole rap thing that, well, actually in dream chasing in general, that this whole game, it really is you versus you at the end of the day. A lot of times I made a lot of excuses for myself why I wasn't where I wanted to be and everything. And now that I realize, like, where I want to be, I'll get there as long as I keep being consistent. I keep rocking out the way that I keep rocking out, on stream, rocking out with content, rocking out with this music and everything. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this for me, my baby boy, and I'm going to sit there and change dreams. I'm Mr. Up Next, and that's what I keep telling myself every morning, and that's why I keep doing what I'm doing. That's why I got this locked in right now. But if we're going to run a chat, like I said, I'm going to run my intro, which is Just Chatting. So this is the intro. This is Just Chatting off my next project, Me Versus Me, which is coming out Sunday.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We're going to do company, right?
I don't. Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, you can run company. That's actually, yeah, that's why I love that song, actually. That's actually a good one. That's a good one right there, too.
All right, let's do company first, because I got to pull that. All right. Let's get it.
Yeah.
A little bit of weed is a handy, girl, I don't want fuck, I want company. We can do it all, just die with me, cause I don't even want love, I want company. A little bit of weed is a handy, girl, I don't want fuck, I want company. Hey, used to walk in and they don't overlook me. Look, y'all niggas pussy, ask for a shot and they ain't wanna book me. Fuck, that was me as a rookie. I'm on the plane, they see I'm on my way, I don't do the memories, they fade away. I got a bezel, that bitch got a face, when I'm in the mall, then I'm spending 2K. Don't worry about Andy, this shit. To a label, them niggas like Diddy. I'm up on stream, I do this for the city. Then I get on Fortnite and I hit the grade. I'm getting donuts, my chest looking pretty. And I ain't gonna stop even after a million. I got that drop and I'm thinking and get it. I said what I said, hope you never forget it. We can do it all, just die with me. Cause I don't even want love or want company. A little bit of weed is a handstick, girl, I don't want fuck, I want company. We can do it all, just die with me. Cause I don't even want love or want company. A little bit of weed is a handstick, girl, I don't want fuck, I want company. Your body a blessing, I view it as art. Between you and angels, cannot tell apart. You send me a tap like you think it's a spark. But honestly, baby, I'm gon' break your heart. Cause I'm on a mission, you definitely start. You get in my way, then we gon' break apart. A lot of these niggas be trying to run game, but I don't run game cause I'm playing my part. This is the part I tell you how I feel. Been grinding so long, they ain't like me for real. All in my face like my nigga, we gang. When I wanna work, they ain't know me for real. I was going so crazy, I grabbed on the steel. If I'm going out, y'all gon' see me for real. Now I got the power and I got the feel. Now I'm on the way, so what's up, how you feel? We can do it all, just vibe with me. Cause I don't even want love or want company. A little bit of weed is a handstick, girl. I don't want fuck, I want company. We can do it all, just vibe with me. Cause I don't even want love or want company. A little bit of weed is a handstick, girl. I don't want fuck, I want company. We can do it all, just vibe with me. Cause I don't even want love or want company. A little bit of weed is a handstick, girl. I don't want fuck, I want company. We can do it all, just vibe with me. Cause I don't even want love or want company. A little bit of weed is a handstick, girl. I don't want fuck, I want company.
Crazy. I love
that. That
was a whole vibe.
That was a whole
kind of vibe.
Shooting a video for that one, because I actually want to try to push that one to being like a little summer banger as well, so I want to make sure I get a video for that one as well.
I definitely hear that on the radio, no doubt.
No doubt. That.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, homie. Remember I told you about the timeline, right?
Like,
I told you. Yeah,
I already know the timeline.
Yeah,
really
time
yeah, that's on sick, man. Like, sick. I love it.
Yeah. It is dope.
Hey, yo, Shells, ask, oh, I'm going to let Shells do it because that's who does it. Shells, our famous question.
Yeah. So, and I'm going to ask Amin Ra as well. I don't think I did last time. I'm not sure. But anyway,
I don't think so
if you
either.
Have to, Oh, maybe I did. I can't remember. I have to see what it was. Okay. So if you were stranded and, you know, you can only eat one thing forever for the rest of your life, what would it be? And then you have to be very specific. Not specific.
Wow.
Specific. Like, if it's pizza, it better be telling me what toppings. If it's a Mexican dish, what?
Yeah,
food.
Exactly. Shrimp Alfredo. Shrimp Alfredo. I can eat that forever.
Oh, okay.
Tough, man.
All right.
That's tough.
Okay.
Hold on. Give me a second. Crazy. Forever?
Can't go with shrimp Alfredo.
I haven't thought about it.
Yeah, he's thinking. You like, for real, I'm planning on this.
It would have to be seafood. That's my favorite food. When I do eat meat, it's seafood. So it has to be seafood.
No, you got to pick.
You got to pick one.
It's the worst kind. It's the worst kind, too, and I shouldn't even say it. It has to be shrimp. I love shrimp, and I should not, but I love it. So, yeah, that's what it is. I stand on it. All right,
we got you.
Okay.
Perfect. Yo, Shells, we should write this shit down, honestly. One of these days, we should write everyone's shit down. We ask everyone.
That's a good question, though. That's a good question.
Yeah, it's Shells. She came up with that. Yeah, that's a question.
That's dope. You threw me off. You threw me off with that one.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to tell you something. You learn a lot about a person if you ask them their sign and what they eat.
True that. True that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's what happened. Mine changes. Like, you know, right now it'd be different than what it'd be. Like, I would have, like, a top three of everything. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah,
like.
Right.
I don't know, like.
It'd have to be.
That would be.
Yo, Shels, when's the last time we actually asked ourselves that? We haven't done that for, like, a year.
Yeah. So, Maddie, what would yours be?
Okay, which homeboy. Because you have a good memory. Which homeboy said, he said Alaskan king crab.
I don't have a fucking good memory. I smoke a lot of weed, dude, but.
No, I know he was one of our white guests. He was dope. He said Alaskan king crab.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Anyways, What's yours, bro? Let's get it.
Mine would be, actually, it would be the cheese pizza from Giovanni's down the road. In Ironton, it has to come from there, and I will eat that shit every day of my life.
There you go.
For real. It reminds me, their pizza reminds me, you know, so I love Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when I was younger, right? I know we're girls. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? So
who's your favorite?
They would always
who's your
have
favorite
pizza,
Ninja?
And I would always be like, you know, like, he always made, Leonardo always made it look like the dope, or Michelangelo was the third one. It was the dopest pizza ever. So that, I don't know, it's like, there's just something about a really good cheese pizza. Like, I don't know. I would eat it forever right now. Now, it might be different.
Well, who's your favorite?
Right now,
Who's your favorite Ninja Turtle show?
Huh?
Mine's Raphael. Who's your favorite?
I like Michelangelo.
Raphael's
man.
An asshole. That's why.
Yeah, me too. I was about to say Michelangelo. That's my man.
Yeah. I like Michelangelo.
Yo, Indo, what's your favorite, man?
Oh, Leonardo. 100%.
I could have guessed that. I would have put fucking a G on that, man. Straight up. Anyway. All right. So Raphael to Michelangelo.
I always felt like Leo just like. I mean, he's always the coolest
leader.
One out of the group. And, I mean, even though Mike, yeah, exactly. And I always just resonated with that, too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yo, we get to know each other. And nobody's met each other, man. That's the beauty of the show.
Right.
No one's met each other.
That's dope.
I love it.
That's dope. The internet, baby. Technology.
Nah, fucking
crazy,
phone calls, man. Fuck the internet. Phone calls. We're still talking to each other.
True that.
We're not
voice
chat. Maddie doesn't
like
social media for any of that shit.
But you know, we
like,
through the
like,
internet, so yeah.
No, man. I ain't
Maddie
trying to get
Twitter
kidnapped.
And that's
fuck
it.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Real talk.
It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know, man. All right. So, hold on 1 second. Because... I'm trying to think what the other song was. I've got so many Indo songs on here, man. I think it was Just Chatting, right? That's
yo,
one
Indo.
Yeah, that was the one.
So I sent company, get to you, and go viral, which is also, honestly, my whole project full of hits. So it's not even like I got a favorite song off of the project. But I sent get to you a viral, which is also going to be another song where I'm really going to push for it being a hit as well. And I sent just chatting as well as company. But yeah, just chatting, which is actually the intro to the project. So if you got it ready, you can go ahead and spin out. But either one works as well.
Get it. This is Just Chatting on Sideways. Make sure you all mute up.
Yeah.
Shout out to
love
Tom.
Y'all.
Shout out to
love
CMG.
Y'all.
All them. Love you. Time to smoke.
They'll fake you cooking up. I'm like, what's really cracking? You said you this, you say you that, but you ain't made shit happen. I'm in this bitch with my militia, this time I ain't chatting. I'm about to get the rapping, they know I get the zapping. I got my son another toy, you know I love you, baby boy. Me and mama ain't work out, that's why we bought a drowning noise. I just hope that you forgive me, cause I cannot feel that void. But you know I got your back, you know I love you, baby boy. And now I'm up, got my feeling back, they not feeling that what's in my cup. I grew right beside, oh, can't do no more jack, I think cause I got inside the laundry. Bro, I smell like pack and I just keep my viewership on Twitch as W's and chat. Yeah, yeah. I don't wanna crash out, I just wanna stand out. Go to put up in a GT3, he like, let's cash out. I think it's my chance now, I think it's my chance now. I think it's my chance, I said I think it's my chance now. Went and got myself a bag, ain't no one give me that. I got myself out that hole, you can't relate to that. If I do it right, then it won't be long until I'm on a map. I'm chasing dreams, if you call my phone, then I'm gonna call you back. Yeah, yeah. I'ma call you back, baby girl, this is my dream. Don't get mad, I'm calling back. Yeah, yeah. I'ma have to call you back. I'm too busy chasing dreams, trying to get all on the map. Yeah, yeah.
All right, all right. So.
Yeah, proud of you, Endo.
Yo, that track was hard, yo. That was dope right there, yo, bro. I like that one.
Thank you.
That was dope.
I feel like you're at a happier place in your life, man. It comes through your music, you know? And like
that's exactly how I feel as well. Like, that's exactly where I feel like. And I mean, I hate that, and I really hate saying this and everything, but like, you know, everything happens for a reason and everything. And this is what I was kind of tying on a little bit earlier and stuff like that, where for those years where I was away, where I was trying to just do my family thing and everything, it took me away from, you know, doing what I knew my purpose was. And my purpose has always been to motivate others to get themselves out of the situations that they feel like they can't get out of and everything. I've always been here to sit there and, like, make it seem like anything is possible. And now I got a son now where my only mission now is to show him, as long as you're consistent and you work for whatever you want, you can get whatever you want out of life. So now that, like, I had that mindset, it was only time to just put the work in and stuff like that. And like you said, I've been happier, but it didn't come easy and everything. It came with the loss of, you feel me, my relationship with his mom and everything, which makes, you feel me, like a single father type shit and everything. I mean, that's one of the things. Mm-hmm. I've been with his mom, you know, his entire life and everything. So it's like, I hate that the happiness has came along with the confidence that was lost and everything, because I was always teetering on, maybe I just go ahead and just leave all of this stuff that I really want to do alone and just go ahead and work the 9 to 5 and just live the regular life. But I just know for myself that I'm just not a regular person. So it's just one of those things where I was just like, I'm going to do what I have to do for me and everything. And it's like, if you were on board, you got to be on board, because I've been doing this before I met her. And it was just like something I wasn't ever going to stop doing. I just couldn't see my, I would hate myself if I just stopped doing what I was doing. So that's where a lot of, like, the confidence came in, where it was just like, I know who I am and I know what I can do and everything. And now that I'm older and I know how to operate and move around this industry a little bit better, I know what to do. I know who to talk to. I knew kind of who to kind of reach out to if I really need help and stuff. It hits a little bit different now. These songs hit a little bit different now. The confidence is in there now. You know, the drive is in there again.
I can tell.
Like compared to where I was just trying to be the lyrical, miracle, spiritual, individual, criminals. Like, it's not that anymore. It's just like, let's have fun. Let's just have fun with it now.
Chew that.
You're giving it substance now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just realized sometimes it's like it's not in how good you can rap. There are a bunch of people that can rap good, but like, are you happy? That are you happy with the stuff that you're saying? Like,
do you believe yourself?
Right. Like,
100.
Like, there's so many times where I listen to my old songs and I sat back and like, damn. I see what you're saying, but I don't believe you. I don't believe myself sometimes. Now compared to this project and stuff like that, like, I hear the happiness. I hear the joy that I have, like when I first met Maddie again. Like, I feel that again. That's why I'm having so much fun with it. That's why that beast that was, like, in me for so long that I kept caged in and was hibernating and everything just to come back out and stuff, and it's just like, whoa. Now you have new abilities and stuff in this world. Like, go. Like, it's your time now.
Yeah. It's like a pendulum swing. You go up and it go down. But it's always going to come back up. Remember that, young brother. It's always going to come back up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, listen, y'all. I'm going to bring a caller on real quick. Because I just got a text. We're going to bring Kiwi on real quick. What's good?
Oh,
on,
hey.
You?
Yo, what's good, baby?
Going on? What's the word?
I'm no here, man.
Yeah, I know, man. You know, going crazy. I'm at school and I'm still doing the music, so it's been battling each other.
Congrats, bro.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate y'all.
So, like, you're gonna, like, I would have gone into X-ray technician school, I think, but if I did it over again. I don't know that I would have been a nurse again. I got really tired of doing some nasty-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? But, like...
No doubt.
I did, man. Like, I've got stories.
I know.
Shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They have a bad job.
Nah, I'm graduating in September as a medical assistant.
Yeah, good for you, man.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you, dog.
Go
get in the doctor's office, dude. Trust me when I tell you that. Go get in the doctor's office. Look at your doctor's office, and you will fucking be happy.
I dropped a 19-track project last night, too, or yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
19? That's crazy.
And I forgot two songs. I ain't going to lie.
Yo, man, you got to come back on the show, man. You got to play a bunch of those, man.
Oh, no, you know I'm going to come back. Pardon. That's why I'm here listening. You know.
How can we check your music out?
The gram.
I'll play
this
song to him in a minute, but go ahead and tell him.
Let
the people know.
@ TEEWEE. You know, if you go to Apple Music, go to YouTube, just type in TEEWEE, it'll pop up. It's all over.
Got you. Word.
The new project is called No Way Out, though.
Okay.
I like you.
Where you transmitting from? What side of the planet?
Oh, I'm in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Oh, well, yo, my granddad used to live there, yo. I visited there when I was a kid. He passed now, but that's where the Basketball Hall of Fame is, right?
Yeah, it is. Home with the ball.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. That came in the 70s, yo. That's crazy. Nice to meet you, dog.
Likewise, bro. You know that.
We're going to connect.
Alright,
let's
make it happen.
Kiwi. Talk to me. I'm gonna play one of your songs real quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which one, Chef?
I think I'm gonna play Nana.
Right.
I don't know. Which one do you like? Which one you wanna play, Kiwi?
Go ahead, Kiwi.
I don't even remember, you know, it's been a It's been a little I mean, just play. You can play any one of them. They all good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. get it.
No, no. No, no. Screaming, no, no,
oh, yeah,
no.
Oh, yeah, like
no, no, no.
Hey, yo, Pluto. He's going crazy.
I ain't never hated on a nigga, no, no. That ain't in my DNA, nigga, no, no. Loyalty's a must, I got love for my dog. Choosing wisely, cause some of them don't love you at all. I ain't never looked down on my niggas, no, no. Wanna see all my niggas win, so I'ma pray for them niggas, yeah, yeah. So I'ma pray for them niggas, ride or die. If I got a problem, they gon' slide. Catch me, don't eat in if you or I. Fuckin' with the gang is suicide. Cause we the most hated. Close mouth, can't talk about the game the pros playing. Give a fuck about a bitch, how much them hoes weighing. Be careful, them niggas dangerous, that's what them hoes saying.
Catch you lacking, walk you down, head tower.
No casing. So be smart, cause niggas talk when they in low places. No face, no case, gotta close cases. Cause if it get in the right ear, no chance of probation. Cause if it get in the right ear, no chance of probation. No, 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 no. Tell the judge to free all of my niggas, I can hear them singing, nah, 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 nah. Tell the judge to free all them real niggas, fuck them haters, yeah. I ain't never hated on a nigga, nah, nah. That ain't in my DNA, nigga, nah, nah. Loyalty's a must, I got love for my dog. Choosing wisely, cause some of them don't love you at all. Nah, 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 nah. Choosing wisely, cause some of them don't love you at all. Screaming, nah, nah, nah.
Yo, that was dope. That was dope. Salute. Salute.
Yo, yo, Tiwi, you know how you do it at the end? Sorry to interrupt. Yo, you know at the end when you go, yeah, yeah. That's going to be your thing. That's going to be your
thing. That's my stamp on every song.
Good. That's what I'm saying, dog. Yeah, yeah. I love it. I love that.
I promise you, you won't have one song where you don't hear that.
Good.
That's the branding yourself. That's what's up. That's a dope song.
Yeah, appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it.
Yes. Man, Kiwi, is it cold there right now, dude?
Yeah, it's so cold. I'd say like 40s, 50s.
Man, it's like 32 out here right now. I'm fucking freezing. And with the wind chill, I bet it's like 25.
75, well, man. You're 30.
Yo, you guys can all kiss my ass, man.
Maybe like a month and a half, 2 months ago, it was probably like 18 degrees, 25.
Oof. Yeah. It's you all have had some fucked up weather, for real.
Yeah, New England got the worst weather out of anybody. You could get heat stroke and frostbite in the same week.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yo, Shelves, what did I tell you? In the middle of winter, it was minus 60 Fahrenheit here.
Yeah, fucking crazy. Like, he was sending me pictures of everything ice and shit. And I'm like, damn, I really can't bitch about mine. You know, like, because he's like... In it, like, where you'll get frostbite if you go out and within like 30 seconds. You know what I mean?
it's like you puncturing, like, cans of peaches that you haven't eaten for, or they're sitting around for 3 years, like, just so you don't go outside kind of shit. But now it's nice, man. I think Canada's the place to be, guys. Now, you guys are going to get it way too hot in this summer, man. But Canada's the place to be. Perfect level.
Yeah, I love the heat. But listen, yo, man, I've been to Canada. I've been to Windsor. I was living in Detroit. I used to go to Windsor all the time, gamble at the casinos. You been to Windsor?
Yeah, see, I'm in the I've been that end, but I'm on the other side. Alberta's
above
Montana.
Yeah, you're in the deep heart of it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's west, right? It's west. It's not the middle, but it's west. It's the second province over to the coast. Yeah, so it's above Montana.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I live right over West Virginia, Kentucky, and Ohio.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right on the cusp, aren't you? Because when I send you stuff, it's like you go to Ohio to get it, right? That's crazy.
Yes. Yeah, because I live right on the fucking border.
That's
a West Virginia farm girl. We used to have land up in, you know, Mason County, Cabell, Mason Run, and that's country. We had tobacco fields across the way. We used to hang tobacco in the barn. Like, shit, crazy. When you think
oh,
about
hey,
it.
Hey, Shell. Sorry to interrupt you. Is that gas station still for sale?
Do what?
Is the gas station still for sale?
The what for sale?
You remember you said the gas station. They were selling a gas station, and you asked me if
the
I wanted to buy
station?
It, and I told
a guy bought it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
How much did it sell for, do you know?
No, I don't know. He's building onto it. He's putting a restaurant in there, which is really smart because we have the Votech out here where we live. I'm in the country.
Well, you have to put a restaurant in your gas station, dude, like straight up. That was my plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, we can live next to each other, man. life is fucking good, straight up. No, for real, Alma and Indo, I was actually like, she told me about this, and she's like, yeah, you can see. I'm like, maybe. I would say keep me up to date, but I guess somebody bought it.
Yeah.
I spent my whole life living in crazy places, man. I lived everywhere. I lived in New York. I lived
in
LA. I lived in Mexico.
Like,
we're
not like in Deliverance yet. Like, there's places in West Virginia I won't fucking go. You know what I'm saying? And
but I know Shell's got AR.
I've always heard bad stories about West Virginia, like the racial shit. Is it really like that?
Sundown towns and all that.
Yeah,
it's
is it
not,
like
it's not as bad
like
as
that?
People put on, like, really, it's not. It's not, like, it's not. Maybe it used to be, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
I've seen some crazy shit happen around here. But you got hillbillies, inbred motherfuckers. You've got to really, seriously, it fucks with them. Like, there's so many generations of inbred that they're crazy. You know what I mean? Like, seriously.
Yeah, Michelle, didn't you say something about how, you know, so anyone who knows Shell, she's white as fuck, right? But also, she's one of the biggest, like, she's in deeper in hip-hop than 95% of the artists are. So did you say that, yo, hold up. Didn't you say that even the principals at your kid's school would treat you different because they knew you were into hip-hop? Did you say that to me?
Yeah.
That's
crazy. They did. Yeah, they profiled my son. For real. Because, like, so he's like to tell, too, you know what I'm saying? But, like, him and his friend for Twin Day, they both wore a bandana, and it was blue. That's the only thing they had that was matching. Well, they all of a sudden considered it gang-related. Like, I've been through it with these schools. Like, they tried to give him a gun charge for pointing his finger at the billboard and pretend shooting.
Crazy.
No, seriously. I'm serious. I had to find
I know.
For real.
West Virginia, baby.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. So, like, you know, there are places I will not go. But Kentucky's worse than West Virginia. I'm going to let you know that. It scares the shit out of me over there.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Thanks for telling me. I'll never travel through that area.
I will never go to Texas. I won't. I might fly into Austin and fly out, but I will not go. I will not drive in Texas again. I know that shit.
Texas.
I know that shit.
I did that once. I drove down. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I need to cut your wisdom. Go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to cut you either. Anyways, I went down. I think I told you this story, Shelf. So I lived in Vegas for 10 years, so I married my second wife. She lived in McAllen, Texas, right? So we decided to take a road trip. We're all like, hope the fuck out. Anyways, I'm driving a 7 Series with chromed out rims that has RSVRDOG on the license plate. And I drove that motherfucker all the way down to Texas, dude. Yo, Texans do not like 7 Series BMWs with chrome rims with RSVR dog on the license plate. Man, motherfuckers would come in their big truck. Like, seriously, I've been shot at. People would come in their truck, come in front of you, they brake, and they downshift and smoke you out. I've never felt so uncomfortable in my entire life. And the thing is, I'm white, but my second wife was Hispanic, right? So they looked at us like, you're in this car. You obviously have an attitude, and you have a wife that we don't allow. Oh, man, I've never. Honestly, Texas is a beautiful place. But the people, they ain't beautiful. I'm sorry, man. I don't care if I get lynched for that, but honestly, it's not good. No, I went through everything, man. But I went to San Antonio.
Houston
was crazy, dude. Houston was crazy when I was there. I got pulled over in Houston with the guys. They pulled me over from coming out of the Taco Bell. We were going to a show. And, it's a minivan from West Virginia, white girl driving, two black guys in the back seat. You know what I'm saying? And apparently I was like, and I'm just being honest. Like, that's what the fuck I was pulled over.
No,
and
it's a true story.
I'm listening in my mind. I feel you.
Yeah, it's fucked up. And I'm like, and I get mouthy when I know I'm in right. You know what I mean? Well, they don't like that in Texas. Believe that.
Nope.
They don't like it anywhere, but they really don't like it in Texas when you tell them something. Like, and they told me, they're not in West Virginia anymore. And I was like, they're like, yeah, you're on tour. I was like, yeah, we're on tour. There's our CDs, our fucking programs, all this shit. Like, I mean, go ahead, search through it. It's not the first time it's happened when I've been on this tour. Believe that. Like, we have several places I will never go again because of that. But Austin is just so popping. You can't not go to Austin. You just can't. You know, you have to, Southwest is usually there.
Yeah, it's more socially open. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the, yeah. I don't know what to compare it to, but it's more open. They let,
it's
but
like
honestly,
that.
Man, don't ever get stranded in one of those cars down there, honestly. And it's beautiful country, like, honestly, but, yo, you can't even go for help. Like, if your car breaks down, you go to help. Get some help on like a range or something, and these motherfuckers have like six guns on you. You're like, oh,
yeah,
and they don't like diamond earrings in your ears. Trust that at all,
dude. It's like that, but it's like that in freaking like Nicaragua. It's like that. They don't give a fuck who you are. They got
at least they don't have guns in Nicaragua, and I'm six times
yes,
the size of in Nicaragua.
What are you talking about? They had AR-15s strapped to them, all of them. Fuck that shit. They can have whatever they wanted. I promise you, that not my ass over the thought.
It
cuts my ass.
Girl, I lived in Sinaloa for years.
Yeah.
Trust me. Bribes are easy over there. Trust me. It ain't nothing. Trust me. I had my own security guard hanging with me for a year, man. Anyways, that's it. Whatever. But, yeah, Texas, they don't take nobody, man. They just don't like it. And they don't like when you're a mixed couple. I'm sorry. I said it. It doesn't seem right to them. And I don't know. It's just not my vibe, man.
No,
you know
it was just
like
the whole bad situation.
Imagine being a person of color. We get that shit everywhere, yo.
It's crazy because my oldest brother is a sheriff in Killeen, Texas, and they hate that shit.
And they don't like if you got cash and you're rolling around. Anyways, we're done with that. But I just wanted to say that it's a beautiful state, but I will not be visiting you anytime. Well, I might go. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Shells, we're going somewhere to some place. But that's some white people shit, isn't it? They make it seem like that's some dusty white people shit. Straight up. All right. Someone please talk. I have my foot in my mouth, my cowboy boot in my mouth. Let's go.
So anyway, I'm gonna play some music. Kiwi sent over a couple songs that I wanna play. I wanna play another one from Amun Ra because we first we're gonna play another one of his, y'all. Then we will go from there and see how much time we got going on.
I get
Kiwi's in. Kiwi, you figure out which one you want, man.
I got to shoot a move in a minute, y'all, so I got to get my babies ready. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Say Salvation.
Are you good? I'm just saying I'm good to love it. That's all I'm saying.
Or if you want to play some Worldwide, put on Africa.
Yeah, play check. Oh, we will. We'll get to you. We'll get to everybody. I'm loving this show, man. I love our guests.
Yeah, it's dope.
Show.
Y'all some good people. Good people.
Yeah, so are you guys, man. Straight up.
Good energy.
We have awesome guests, really. I've only had one bad show because the person was just...
Your ears are in for delight. Here's the street.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Just go, that's what the plan is, man. More positive energy, more positive people, man. If people just communicate. You know, shit could change. You know, people just need to communicate.
And plus, I'm feeding off Shells, man. I'm feeding off Shells. She's healthy again. I'm feeding off her.
Right.
She's back.
Right.
Baby girl's back. I couldn't be happier, man. Straight up.
Yeah, you was out of it last time, y'all. I felt bad for you the last time.
Man. Guys, I was going through it, y'all. Let me tell you something.
That's
the third time I've had my jaw broke in order to fix it. You know what I'm saying? And this time they sanded it and freaking sawed it. Yeah. And, it sucked. And then I got shingles inside my mouth from the freaking...
Y'all listen to this.
All along the nerve path of where freaking they cut me. And I had it happen to me before when I had a feeding tube. I got shingles around it one time. So, like, anywhere I get cut, like, when I'm in a stressful situation, man, I get freaking shingles. That shit was in my mouth, dude. I'm talking, like, I thought it was my jaw fucking throbbing off. You know what I'm like? I'm like, man, she fucked up my surgery for real. Like, that's what I was thinking because I was in so much pain. Nothing would touch it. No pain medicine, nothing. Would touch it weed, nothing. And freaking today or the other day, I looked in the mirror and I was like, "What the fuck? That looks like shingles, dude." I was like, "Can you get shingles in your mouth?" I mean, I was a nurse, but
I never knew you could
like,
do that.
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't suck nasty hair or anything. You know what I'm saying? So like, fuck. Like, no, it was just weird, man. So, but yeah, you can get it in your mouth, and so it just went along that. It went along the. My doctor was like, "That's the first time I've ever seen that." And he's been a doctor for
right.
a long time. You know,
right.
That's like, that's crazy. But that's what was hurting so bad, dude. It was the shingles fucking forming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. Shells is hard as fuck. Let's all agree on that.
Yep.
Yeah. But I'm back. All right.
Yeah.
So, let's play one of your songs. Amirah, you pick out which one you want, and then we're going to do Tiwi. And though you're still hanging in there, if you have another song in there you want to send, if we have time, I'll play it.
So just play the one with Solomon Childs. You know what I'm saying? That's from the album, the current album coming out, Only Built for Nubian Links. He's Wu-Tang affiliate. Solomon Childs is called Overton Nebula.
What's the name
of it? Not so anyone. Overton Nebula.
Oh, I like this track. I remember. Didn't you play this last time?
Yeah, or you could play the one with Symbol King, Children of the Most High. Both Wu-Tang affiliates.
Okay. I got Two in the Past, You, Go to Cast, Nami, Over Montnon. Maybe, I don't know, I could have, like, put it down wrong. I do get, like, I spill some stuff on shit sometimes. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Like, I was like, man, because I'm going to lie, I'm high when I'm putting up these songs on here, and my eyes are already bad. So if I don't have my glasses, it's game over. We don't know what we're going to come up with. How about I play that one, and we'll figure it out.
It's all good.
All right, let's get it.
Yeah, right, listen, yo, I'm Solomon Childs, I move rock, warrior, mass appeal,
right.
Indestructible, Captain America shield,
right.
Strategizing on the battlefield,
right.
Government, show the weapons they conceal, this the OG drill, sneak attack, lyrical kill, deep cover, we the gunners, native runners, music. With a soundtrack,
right.
Reenact,
right.
Reconnect,
woo!
Still break a neck, valid on a flex,
gladiator,
eliminator, Denzel, equalizer, Saint Beat, power driver,
right.
Destiny Child survivor,
right.
Death Wish, Bronson, live from the slaughterhouse, where the beat is forbidden, killer beat, straight singing, murder, aroma in the air, lingering. So bottom line, it's a different kind of venom.
Right.
So go and get whoever you want.
or be waiting till you get the center. Ayo, Solomon, my verse got him hollering. I'm clobbering, wax seeds and goblins. A cake of shake is only good for swallowing. In my ghost space chamber, vocals hit you like a banker. Blah, blah. Take this blow to your double over Jehudi instrumentals. The truth is simple, check my credentials. Ha, your song is the ritual. Knock, knock, who is this? Mr. Metaphysical. Remember, the universe is mental. The 85 are religious, but the God is spiritual. So don't run up on me. I still keep it on me in case the devil try to harm me. My ancestors warn me in a vision. Yo, use a transmission. Don't trust politicians. Follow your intuition. Listen, who kill the bees on a mission? Cleansing the airways like slaves that kill Christians. Masters, racist, bastards, whole black galactic. Natural magnetic. Keepers of the secret. I'm on rise, I'm a child for hip-hop like wild style. Cooking spots with the mic. We'll transvest sight of children's height. They transform at night. Your third vision's right.
As a rule, no attempt will be made to give exact years, though they are of record. We will use the nearest whole numbers as the better method of presenting these historic facts. When referring to an event as of 1 or 2 millions of years ago, we intend to date such an occurrence back that number of years from the early decades of the 20th century. We will thus depict these far distant events as occurring in even periods of thousands, millions, and billions of years. 1. The Andromeda Nebula. Urantia is of origin in your sun, and your sun is one of the multifarious offspring of the Andromeda Nebula, which was one time organized as a component part of the physical power and material matter of the local universe of Nebadon. And this great nebula itself took origin in the universal force charge of space in the super-universe of Orvantan long, long ago.
So,
yo, peace to all the child. Peace to all the child. Baby. Jehudi produced that one as well. Yes, from the new joint coming out, only built for Nubian links. Only built for Nubian links. Oh, yeah.
No doubt. Yo, give him his, give him his love, or our love, all right?
I definitely will.
Back whenever, man. Yeah, come back together, or whatever. Yeah, come back. You know your fam now.
I will. Yeah. I love you. Y'all part of my soul group, you feel me?
Appreciate that.
Yes.
So what's next, Shelly Shell?
So I was talking to my kiddo real quick. Sorry, y'all. It's like, you know, because they're going to sleep. School's in the morning. Anyway.
I keep forgetting that. They still got school.
Yeah, I'm a mama first.
Because they're so big. They're so old and they're so big, man. Yo,
I
want to see her kids.
All alive, and everybody's doing what they need to be doing. You know what I mean?
Well, no doubt. Mama's back.
How old is
your daughter? No more mic playing.
My daughter's...
Yeah, you did tell me. That's right.
Yeah, my son is 18, and my other son's 16.
Okay, yeah. Okay, cool.
They all live with me.
Well, young 11. Okay. I mean, my youngest is 9.
And, you know, what I hate for people these days, man, is that a lot of people don't have a two-parent household or even have parents, that, even if it's not a two-parent household, that get along with each other and, like, work for the betterment of the child, you know? And that's sad, man. That was one thing I wanted to make sure that my kids always had a dad because I didn't have one. You know what I'm saying? And it still worked out, but they didn't have one around. And I hate it for them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You got to make choices in life, you know? and heart creases sometimes. And it's just part of life. We don't
Well, that goes back. Yeah, that goes back to what I was saying about the inoculations and shit. Like, yo, you got to make choices, right? And whatever choice, no matter what it is. I mean, there's certain ones you can go and say, fuck, no, I'm going to stop this right now because that was stupid. But if you stick with something at that time, like it was 2 days ago, a day ago, whatever, and you knew you were in sound mind, you got to stick with the choice you did. Your first initial instinct, you got to stick with it. If it was wrong, you learn from it, right? But certain choices, you're like, nah, that's just fuck. I ain't doing that, right? But, yeah, generally, if you pick some, you got to stick with it. And you can only do what you do. I don't know. I'm not a dad, so I don't know anything about that. But you guys, I'm sure you do what you can, and I'm sure, from what I can tell, you guys are both amazing people, man.
Thank you. Likewise, brother. Likewise.
Yeah. And I'm going to let everybody know that it is officially spring. If y'all didn't know that.
Yeah, it is.
It is officially spring.
Yeah, it came a day early. Leap year.
Hey, my birthday April 7th. This is my month right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to turn up, baby. I'm about to do this time.
Thank God you're on the airy side. That's like a cool person. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know how I've been married to two Aries. And both of them.
Know the energy,
you
right?
know what I'm saying? Yeah. And actually, two of my exes had the same birthday, which was the 8th.
What's your sign?
I'm Libra.
It's right after mine. Yo, my wife's a Libra.
Hold on. Shows, you had two exes that had the same birthday? I can't remember one of my ex-wives' birthdays at all. I don't even know if they're like my. I don't even know if they were my birthday. Honestly, like so, you had the same. Hold up. Like I'm trying to get you like this. Like this has got to be God sent or something. Two exes on the same birthday. That's some fucked up shit.
Check this out, Shelly. April 8th.
That's some witchcraft.
April 8th this year.
Yeah, because of leap year, right?
I'm saying it's the eclipse happening on April 8th. Totally eclipse.
Doesn't that usually happen on leap year? Like it comes around the same amount of years? Am I saying that right? I might be wrong about it, but I was
thinking. I
have
to do my research on that. I'm just saying the synchronicity of your
Scorpio
exit.
But I'm not real sure, you know. I do smoke a lot of weed, so. But I think there has something to do with it. But anyway. Yeah, really, I'm serious. Like, that's kind of why, like, all my shit's kind of fucked up this year. Like, it's been crazy. But it's going to be so rewarding at the same time. Like, it's life. You know, life stands for living is fucking easy, y'all. That's what life stands for.
You know. It's a lot more. I'm excited. I'm very excited about what's happening. I mean, the times that we're in now is the prophesied centuries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're here.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what I'm trying to say is that, I talked to you 3 weeks ago, right? Anyway, I remember things, okay? I've slowed down on my drinking. I remember a lot more than I used to. One, it's easy to see Shells is going crazy happy right now because she's better. Well, not completely better. She's much better. The point is, but
right.
I've noticed something in you that's different, Armin, from the last show. I remember that. You sound happier, man. And you know what? I definitely know because I can tell from this morning I'm way happier. So 2024, whatever, spring, whatever the fuck it is, I think everyone's moving. No, I think everyone's moving up. We're all happy. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's all I'm
going to tell you. I pop up during this time anyway, regardless. It's my month. So, yeah, you're right. Charged up, baby.
Yeah.
It's spring, all of that good shit. Spring equinox. I just came up with 3 days only water fast yesterday. So I'm really extra charged up. You feel me?
Yeah. There's a lot of different religions. And if you think about it, really, and you all know that I get in my thought box. I get, like that income. So here it is. But anyway, if you think about it, though, like, it doesn't matter what religion you are. Every religion celebrates the spring and the new coming of of vegetation and animals and, you know, every religion.
Right.
So it's just kind of, it's kind of amazing to think, because that's the most powerful time in during the year,
right,
is when, you know, things are reproducing and,
right,
you know,
this is the real new year, the real new year. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
I heard that too.
So, so this is this is a new year interview. This is a spring equinox interview. This is a powerful time he chose right here, that the universe shows for us right now. You feel me?
Yes.
Yep.
No doubt.
We're bringing it in together.
No,
bringing it in together right now.
Hey, chew that, man. Yo, we brothers and sisters for life, dog.
Right. A soul great group, baby. Tell me.
Yeah.
Wait. So listen, Kiwi, I'm going to play one of your songs, man. I think you're still on here.
Yeah, I'm still on here.
I think Indo's out, but.
Okay. Well,
I know he's got
I'm going to play Africa,
but...
that Kiwi.
All right, let's get it.
It's one of his new songs. Let's get it.
Yo, hold up. It's new?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let's definitely get it.
Africa, we shed blood for the ones on the motherland. Show love to the motherland. Africa, Africa, we shed blood for the ones on the motherland. Show love to the motherland. Yeah, my ancestors, just to know where I come from, yeah, it's a blessing, yeah. Show love cause there's too much hate from my section, yeah. Too much killing from the ones who supposed to protect them, yeah. How do you fight when the ones with the power got the weapon?
Nigeria!
I've seen a whole lot of killing from our people. Show love cause all we got is us,
Nigeria!
Yeah. I've seen a whole lot of struggle in the city. Give praises cause they're hurting, oh yeah. Africa, Africa, we shed blood for the ones on the motherland. Show love to the motherland. Africa, Africa, we shed blood for the ones on the motherland. Show love to the motherland. Yeah.
Africa, Africa.
Connect, man. We're gonna connect it. Let's do that. That's dope. I feel that shit. That's dope.
That's peace. That's peace. Appreciate you.
Right up my alley. This.
Yo, Kiwi. That shit.
I'm so excited.
I'm breathless, bro.
Yeah.
I'm speechless. That was a beautiful, beautiful song, man. It
hey.
Was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
absolutely gorgeous.
That's why I'm excited because, like, I know he's starting to make music again. There's a couple people in GMG that's starting to make music, you know what I'm saying? By summer, Naughty G's supposed to be having stuff come back out, you know what I'm saying? And, like, so we got Kiwi, freaking, somebody else just put something out. I can't remember right now, but, yeah. So I get excited when people bring out new music. I'm going to call out Kush, man. I'm ready for a new song, Kush. And Shogata. I'm ready for a new song.
Yeah, both y'all. Get it out.
And
Kush and Shogata.
Shells, I got to bounce, man. I hate to run, but I got to bounce. Because you play Children of the Most High before I bounce, though. Play that Children of the Most High piece from Timbo King for me.
Sure will.
I got to fly. Thank you.
All right. Later, homie, man. Later.
Yo, I want to give a shout out to Marie Walden too for the connection, Jelly. Peace to Marie.
Oh yeah,
you know
Marie's a dope girl, man. Like she's a dope woman. I love her.
Word. Peace
and,
to God.
You know, I consider her family for real. And like, she's got a really good vibe about her. She's a good person.
She does. She made the connection. Peace to Gus and Vega to Don and Corleone as well, with the whole WHO management for the connection as well.
For sure, for sure. So this is Children of the Most High?
Yes, this is Timbo King, Wu-Tang affiliate, yes. And Jehudi produced
as
well.
All right, let's get it.
It's from the Tribal Court album.
It's time we gotta keep them dead. They don't know with who they're messing.
What?
We are children of the Most High.
One, two. Yo,
can you hear our battle cry?
Hey, yo, this that ghetto Elohim shit. Get that cream shit. I move raw, featuring Timbo King shit. That supreme shit. Jehudi Killer Bees mix. Surprise, bitch. Open your inner eye shit. I'm the type to detect the lie quick. Messenger of the Most High. I bless mics and I'm psychic. I transmit lyrical light frequencies over the kick and snare. Stay aware, but have no fear. You see, the gods are up in here. Allow me to make it clear. We ain't scared of you motherfuckers. The ancient ones are back. This that pro-black Zulu attack over the track. It's much deeper than rap. They trash the races off the map. We don't die, we adapt. They better pray we don't snap. Prepare for spiritual comeback. The ancestors got your back. There's an angel on every corner to break down the facts. I offer this lesson on behalf of Malcolm Garvey and Nat. We come in peace, but we stay strapped.
Children of the Most High, I come from a vessel. Your spirit and flesh blessings from Yahawashah. The honest eye, your 140 characters are monetized. I'm a branch off the Jesse tree. Righteous food, I got the recipe. The six-pointer, you drinking goat's blood. I know a boat for the flood. Strength for the pillars, it's like being on a strip with dealers. I'm an infinite mind cleanser, airbender. You don't want smoke, I quote the tablets. 613 commandments, I watch you vanish. Cause God can do what man can't do. Get away with that, this ancient world and habitat. Both sides of the spectrum, pushing life in these corrupt bodies to wash clean, to carry the beam of light. You acting for FEMA right. I'm with Sheba, Mother Queen, or you Edomite.
Amun-Ra, Timbuktu.
Time we gotta heed from the dead.
I keep telling your mind.
They
make
don't
distance
know
on the land that can address it all. Every day, all day.
We are
Nip-er-u.
Can you hear our battle cry?
Listen, Amon, let me tell you like this. Ah-um-ah-um-kum-mis-ta-ha-mu-ki-mu. Mis-u-um-tr-se-ma-a-tu-a-bu-at-ku-a-bu-at. Sme-a-pu-um-tu-um-tr-un-k-er-u.
Yo, I think that's my favorite track, bro.
I think that's my favorite track.
I just got to say something, because I listened to this quite a few times, and I want to hear a remix of it. It was I want the girl to go up octaves. Like,
I agree.
Na, 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 and then you come in. You know what I'm saying?
And then, yeah. You know, Jehudi handles all the production on that, so I'll run it by him. You know what I mean? But that's from the tribal.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, I think that would be a really, really
yeah,
freaking
I hear you.
Dope way to do it.
I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah.
Taking notes.
Because that song feels like it needs to go higher in that area. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That song feels more alive than her voice does. Does that make sense? I'm not trying to be like.
I'm not being rude or anything.
I'm just being saying like.
No, shut up. That's actually a good analytical statement. But that song's dope, and I think Shell has a point though. That song could be crazy. It is crazy.
Right.
But it could be crazy.
That came out in 2021. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
it's time you could do a remix of that thing. I got all kinds of female artists.
Okay.
And then, you know what I'm saying?
Let's
Nightingale.
I'm
open. I'm open. Just send me whatever. I'm down. You know that? That's why I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah. For
I just think so.
I appreciate you coming on the show, man. And,
hey, man, it's been great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm sorry that,
pleasure,
you know,
Jehudi
we couldn't have both of you here. So,
I'll let them know. I want to give a few shout-outs to Temple King, Kinetic Nine, Solomon Childs, Crew Master, Captain Thunder. Peace. Wu-Tang forever, baby.
Yeah,
that's it. You know what I'm saying? Maddie, it was a pleasure, my man. But, man, Maddie, you should be a comedian, too, God. You know what I'm saying? You should be a comedian. You know what I mean?
Nah, homie. I'd have someone like you heckling me off the stage. Anyways, no, homie, you are one of the greatest people we've had on this show, and this is real talk. Shells knows that I don't really say stuff like this. But, yeah, you're one of the greatest guys. You're smart.
Hey, I'm honored.
You're insightful. You're talented. You're funny. Yeah.
You got a great vibe.
So, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
100.
I just
always welcome here.
Hey, thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Hold on. I was telling Pee Wee, don't go. I'm going to play one more of his songs after you go. We're still talking to you, but
I'm
just letting you know. Don't go anywhere.
Pee Wee and Endo, I want to connect with y'all. Like, hey, I'll get with you, Shelly, on Facebook, and I'll get the information. You know what I mean?
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, y'all be safe. Y'all be safe, and thank you. And peace to God and God's hotel. I just want to say one thing as well. To all the artists that's listening right now, be very aware and conscious of the content that you're sending out to the universe, because it will return, and you will be held accountable for that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a new time right now. It's a dimensional shift going on. The positive energy is coming in. The negative energy is passing back. You know what I'm saying? So if you're on that negative shit, you're going to be left in the third dimension. You know what I'm saying? That's all I want to say. Peace and blessings. Hotel.
Hey, I want to tell you something. A shooting star just went by. I haven't seen a shooting star in person in years.
Was it a shooting star?
Listen to
what I'm saying.
It's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, man. Yo, but I like that message. We're trying to do positivity this year, y'all. Everyone try to be positive. Love your family. Love everyone else. You know what I mean? If they fuck with you, fuck with them back. But, I mean, don't start off that way.
If you don't like somebody, just move on.
Hey.
Don't be a fucking asshole.
Everybody
don't like that. I like everybody.
Yeah,
hey, love is the most powerful force in the universe. Love is the most powerful force in the universe.
Yes.
And we need that right now. All right, y'all. Peace out. Be safe. Hold up.
Bye. Much love.
One love.
That's why we say music is man understanding soul and star communication, because that is our soul. Into it.
Yes, ma'am.
And you can tell when somebody puts their soul into it and when they don't. You know?
Yeah. Yo, who's 252?
That's Kiwi.
Oh, I thought he left, man. My bad.
He's not answered. Like, he's not answered that he's on here, but that's his number. So I don't know. He might be doing something, but I'm going to go ahead and play his song anyway before we go.
Let's get it.
So, yeah.
No doubt. Yo, good show, bro. I'm glad you're back, man. 100.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. And Suck It Up had to go too. I don't know where. He'll call me later on. he's been busy with his kids and stuff. I'm so happy he got a place, you know. That's like Boss Bad Fit. Like, he had to do what he had to do quickly, and he did it, man, as boss.
He did it. Yeah. He's the boss, actually. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. And he's such a humble person, man. Like, he's always, like, you know, so humble, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, he is. He makes me feel really bad about who I am, and it's awesome. Because I am not a humble person at all.
You don't think so? Not at all? Really?
No, I'm all but real. You know me. It's just, it is what it is. But humble, I am not. I figure if you work really hard for something, I don't say you go around bragging about it. I say that you don't deny it when people say, yo, good job. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference.
Yeah.
There's a prick who goes out like saying shit that he didn't do, or even if he did it and going around saying it. But if someone says something to you like, yo, man, yeah, yo, congrats on this, whatever, whatever, you say, yeah, thank you. You know, like, you're not like, oh, well, you know, I had this person help. No, fuck that. You did it on your own. You did it.
Right.
I guess that's why I'm not humble. I know what's up.
Okay. Well, I am just glad that we're getting new music from people. And that I really appreciate on the Rod, man. They were totally wonderful people about putting the show off a few times. And then I tried to do it the day I had surgery, and I should not have done that. I was,
I haven't screamed about you or to you about that yet, man. I told you. Yes.
I am.
So everybody who's listening right now, so that show, when we first had Amon Ra and DJ Jeruti on, Shells came out of surgery 20 minutes out of getting her jaw taken off and put back on. And she thought she could do a show. And she was good for about, what would you say, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
And then I told you, you should do it. I know, but she bossed through it. That's what Shell does. She bosses through everything because she loves the listeners. She loves the show. And so she went to and she did this. And what would you say, 20 minutes, your jaw started, like, your mouth started bleeding out and you couldn't do it anymore?
Yeah, it was crazy. And, like, the craziest thing, man, was, okay, so, like, literally, the nurse was, like, trying to get a hold of the doctor all night long. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm like moaning in pain. Like, I'm in serious fucking pain. To the point I'm like, screaming, seriously. Like, just fucking help me. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking help me. Like, it was so miserable. I had to, like, scream it out and punch the fucking pillow a few times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to fuck somebody up. It's a good thing nobody came in, really, because I was ready to kill somebody. I was hurting so fucking bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, it was bad, dude. And then it was like, but it was close to the end of night shift, right? So the nurses on night shift always try to do everything before 6 a.m. because 6 a.m. gets crazy with report and people coming in. And, like, you have all the doctors coming in, and it's crazy. It's just a crazy time.
Okay.
So, like, I didn't see anybody for, like, it was 4 a.m., 2 a.m. It was 2 a.m. I saw somebody, and I told them that they needed to get a hold of the doctor, and the doctor never called them back or anything. They just didn't come back and talk to me at all because, like, I was fucking seriously hurting, you know. And I told them, I said, don't come in here unless if the doctor is going to change something, or, like, just don't come in here, man, unless it's good news.
Yeah.
Right. Because, like, I was so fucking miserable. I wanted to hurt somebody. Yeah. And at 6 a.m., they came in. Surgery team did, and was like, oh my god, what happened to your face? And I was like, it's fucked up. Like, I've been trying to tell you all, like, it's swelling and there's something really bad going on here, dude. Like, you all didn't give me enough steroids. I have Addison's disease, and if I don't have steroids to handle my body's, like, you know, bullshit it's going through, then, like, because my body doesn't produce any of that, so
yeah,
I'll go downhill really fucking quick. You know what I'm saying? And, like, all I needed was some steroids and some, like, Benadryl at that point, because I needed to get knocked the fuck out. It was crazy. It was a bad night for me. And I freaking, they came in, because from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. when they came in and surgery freaked out, they went ran outside. They took my tray, threw it away from me, because I kept telling them, like, all night I would call out and I'd be like, man, my throat feels like it's closing off. Like, I can't hardly swallow. You know what I'm saying? And nobody
came. Yeah, that worried me.
Nobody came. You know what I'm saying? So, and I kept calling out. That's when I called my mom, because I thought it was going to get to a point that I was going to have her call the hospital. And I was waiting until the very last end of it. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't want to cause no shit. I'm already dealing with shit at the hospital. I don't want to deal with no more shit. I hated my doctor. She was a bitch. And, yeah, surgery was a different doctor. They freaked out. They brought in the intubation kit. They were going to intubate me. And they were on the phone with surgery getting ready to take me down when all I needed was steroids. And they wouldn't listen to me. And when I finally was, like, I freaked out on them. I was like, you're not fucking listening to me. I need steroids. Don't need to intubate my
Yeah, you know.
I said, if I can't swallow, if I can't swallow after that, then you can intubate me. But we're going this way first. Like, and it was hard to say all that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, you know, I know my dad's a doctor, my sister's a pharmacist. I know that there's this thing, like, I think a lot of cases, nurses know more about the patient then. But I think you probably pissed some people off because you thought you knew more about yourself than they did. But that shit taking that medicine away from you was messed up, man. That was messed up. Like, there's no call for that. Like, I don't
think
that.
I was in severe pain that night. I came out of surgery and she took my pain medicine. It's like, what the fuck?
I don't
understand pain medicine
that. Like, isn't that the time you need the most pain medicine? Like, I don't get that. Like,
dude,
how does someone
so
come to you 20 minutes after surgery and say, yo, I'm taking all your shit. I'm taking all your stuff. Like, she might as well have said, I don't like your face. So this is what
right.
I'm going to do.
Exactly,
that was basically it. No, straight up. That was basically it. Like, there's no other reason.
She was mean, man. Fucking mean. I called her Dr. D because she's like a dickhead.
Dr. D? I would have called her Dr. I would have called her Dr. C. For a cunt. Anyways.
Well, her name started with D.
She just didn't like.
It was like Dominica or something like that. She was Indian. And like, one of my best friends is Indian, right? And she lives in Switzerland. But like, I know how Indian people are. And I'm just letting you know that she was this a certain way. And that's just the way it is. And that shit was crazy. Huh. Anyway.
I dated a Malayalam for 3 years. But my Indian was quite nice. But this one, I mean, who the fuck takes shit up? I don't know. You must have rubbed her the wrong way, girl. Maybe she knew that you're famous and had a famous radio show. Who knows? You never know about people, man. Honestly.
I think she was jealous of me.
Up.
I swear to God, I think she was jealous of me because I
overstepped
her in front of her attending. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but
because
at the
same
time, you're not a nurse anymore.
But the thing is, Maddie,
I know.
I'm not going to sit there and let somebody do something to me when I know I don't need it. You know what I'm saying? They were going to intubate me, dude.
No. I get that.
The breathing tube
point
down.
Is,
like, no.
No, I get that. But, if I were them, I would give you a saying, you know, you're a patient now. You're not a nurse right now, blah, blah, blah. But if she went that far to go and try to get you back by taking away your pain meds, like, that's a whole other level of bullshit. Like,
yeah.
Straight up. Yeah.
I went through some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, play
but
this track because I got to go eat.
And it was great. I got better. I didn't have to get intubated. And
yo. You should be honestly on a commercial. They gave me steroids and it was great. Hey, you know this? No, I love it. I'm just glad to have you back, though. And I thought tonight was a great show, wasn't it? And thank
yeah, it
you
is.
For
I'm eating a strawberry Tootsie Pop right now, and it's really good.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you eat. Anyways, thanks for Brazil. I'm gonna come see you guys. Straight up. Shows, you wanna go to Brazil?
Hey, I'm gonna play Pee Wee's track Salvation. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's get it.
Let's get it real quick. The Kiwi. I'm sorry, we still have Maddie M. Shout out GMG. Shout out Epcot Records. Maddie Kim. Check it out. It's Hump Day.
Do that.
A crowd of niggas moving close to me, and I don't need a fan base approaching me. If I'm the only one listening, I know that shit is dope to me. That's just how it's supposed to be. My name should have been dopamine. Flow code and all my shit is pure. I'm spitting coca leaves, and I done ran down on so-called gangsters and took they coca key. But that ain't what you supposed to see. Heard they asking about my little bitch, yeah, I'm toting she. Nasty when I grab her by the throat and squeeze. When I'm blowing steam, might call Charlie for a quarter key. Locked in the pot, cause see the oil, that's what water brings. But that's only really if it's boiling, cause shock it too quick and lose your whole flip. It ain't for the weak. Save all your money, it could be gone before you blink. Before I lose it all, I'm gripping still, push up on the brink. Then grab another key from Poppy, shit like 16 G's a piece. But if I need it quick, I might run down and snatch your Jesus piece. Then hit the mosque and ask for forgiveness like Jesus please. That ain't really me, but I struggle much with the things I've seen. Went from a basketball player to a lost soul. Grandmother died and niggas lost hope. Grandfather died and niggas lost faith. Lost my uncle to addiction, glass hit the fire. A lot of hard taste, left him with a scar face. Think about him when I'm good, but I really feel it harder on my off days. Yeah, I'm in school, but I struggle to keep my focus, cause I need the money right now, so which one do I stay open to? Feel the pain now and praise the glory to the insuccess. Or trap and get it now and worry about the later next. Try to do them both, but they need more time than I got to give. Yeah, stuck in the now, it's a lot to live. Used to be afraid to die, now I'm like, fuck it, nigga. Ain't giving up, so I'm fighting to give something, nigga. Even in the midst of doing wrong, I'm giving something with it. Gotta level energy, cause karma is a bitch. And when you pouring in the dirty sink, you gotta watch that water rinse. You gotta watch that water rinse. You gotta watch that water rinse. That's why my crib like granny crib. If you push up on my spot on the weekend, I got all the kids. Talking about family, yeah, I'm the heart of it. That's why when the grown-ups get the fussing, I make sure that they ain't part of it. Showing them the value of love and holding on to it, so when they get older they remember that life is more than this. Showing them the value of love and holding on to it, so when they get older they remember that life is more than this.
Oh, I can't let the world stop the kids from being kids. Gotta change the pattern in my family. It is what it is.
Yo, Tiwi, is he still listening, bro?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, good, good. Because I thought I was talking to nobody. Anyways, yo, you came into your own, bro. These things, these beats you got now, I always say to people, you got to find the beats and the production that match your style. I think you found it, man. I can't wait to hear more stuff from you. It's beautiful. Yeah. Honestly, these two tracks that got played, no, you set. You're in your mode now, and there's nothing but up from here.
I appreciate that. I went through a lot trying to get back to it. So now that I'm here, I do feel like I'm focused now. So you'll hear a lot now.
They're beautiful songs, man. Yeah, good. I hope so, man. Straight up. You found your place.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Kiwi, I'm excited to hear some more music, man. You got a whole new vibe right now. Your whole
that
vibe
whole,
is different than it was before. Yeah, your whole vibe's different, yeah.
Yeah, you're just
not
person,
a bad thing.
Man. It's completely
but
different.
Like,
no,
you've grown.
Thing.
It's different because you've grown. You see what I'm saying?
You're
that's
happy.
Fact.
It seems, Chels, doesn't it seem like he's happy? Like, it's like he found beats that were right for him. And he has to say what he has to say. Your vision is more melodic, T.
Yeah.
It's more melodic. And before you were trying to put down beats, which you could, yeah, you were harder. But this melodic shit, dude, I could listen. I could fall asleep to it. I could roll around in my whip to it. Like, it's good music.
I mean, the tippy top with it.
Yeah. Down to the last lick, dog. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm back to life.
For sure.
Man, and I am happier now, so it's definitely showing.
You can feel
it.
I love it when I can feel people through the music. And I could feel, like, your last songs that you did, like, you could feel the fact that it was you had been through some shit and you were tired. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it changed you. Yeah. So. That's what music does, man. That's the story. So,
I'm a fan.
I love it.
I'll always be a fan.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Yeah, the project definitely one of a kind. But it show everything that I've been through and now where I'm at. So it's crazy that Shelly did bring that up because that's what the whole project show.
No doubt.
I know
music.
So
you need one. There's only two things left. You need to have a good name for the project, and you need to have a dope ass piece of cover art.
Yeah, cover art. When you look at, you'll see it. I did the cover art myself. When you look it up, you'll see.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But Shell's gonna send it to me. But yeah,
I got a lot of shit that comes through TV. Send it to me.
Oh yeah, send it to us, man. I'll give you my opinion if you need be.
I have, like, seriously, probably about 50 groups I post to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you're
got,
the
like,
hub. You gotta understand. You're the hub. People go through you to get to everyone else. Like,
exactly.
That's your own thing. You can't complain about it. You accept it and you love it.
But
you're
not.
Yeah, you're the hub.
Yeah, I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying, like,
you're not. I'm...
Yeah. Kiwi.
Yeah.
So, when do you graduate?
September 14th.
Okay. That's what's up, man. I'm proud of you.
I just sent
you.
So basically, the album cover.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Yo. I always wanted to know this because obviously I'm not an artist, man. I think I tried for both. 10 seconds, and it was the worst thing you'd ever want to hear. When you're at work, do you say, like, you work, right? You do your thing, you do your rounds, whatever, right?
Yep.
Do you tell anybody that you're a hip-hop artist, like, and actually a pretty major one? You ever tell anybody that, or you just keep it to yourself?
So
I always wanted to know this.
Yeah, in my city, like, I kind of took the city over the first song I let out, so, you know, then I ended up not making music because I got, you know, a little situation. So I ended up not making music for 2 years. This is my first project dropping in 2 years. So it's already going crazy. I'm not going to lie. Like, they've been waiting for the music. But I was always the difference of the city. Like, everybody rap about the street shit all day long. Or, you know,
yeah.
I was on the step out of element and sing on something. It changed the vibe of the city. So. It was like, okay. And he, you know, at the time I was in the street, so they wasn't expecting it from me. So when I dropped my first song, they was like, man, this is you. Like, so it changed, and then it changed me, you know. So now that I'm making the music.
You know what?
Go
ahead.
Going.
Sorry. I didn't mean to...
No, you good.
No,
you
know the beauty about life is having, like, multiple personalities, right? So you're doing your work, you're going to school, you're doing whatever you got to do for that. And then,
for this phase of your life.
I was like,
yeah,
but I was like to keep shit quiet, right?
Right.
Not that wasn't what I used to be when I was young. I hollered out everything. That's how you get your ass almost kidnapped and robbed and shit. But it's cool to have somebody, like, if you meet a girl or something or whatever, and she's like, oh shit, I didn't even know this about you.
Right.
You fucking on sideways as Shells and Maddie Ann? Like, you know? Like, you have these songs. I think it's always cool to have layers as a person. You know what I mean? And let the person close to you that you let be close to you, like, peel those layers off. You know what I'm saying? But anyways,
thanks for the cap. I was kind of halfway hurt, man, that I didn't get to meet up with Kiwi when I was out there. Yeah. I was like,
yeah,
damn.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was upset,
well,
too.
Yo.
Hey, you came out here pretty quick.
Yeah. That's how I do my
trip. Okay, hold up,
so.
Hold up. Shells, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Did you just send me Kiwi?
I want to ask him.
Okay, so, yo, explain, homeboy.
The name of the album was No Way Out, you know, and it's crazy because I found myself going through so much stuff, so many like events in life. And I grew up in a church, and I just couldn't find my way in the church. So when I went to the mosque, I just remember just going through so much. I asked one of the Muslim brothers to bring me to the mosque. And when I got there, the picture right there is kind of similar, it's similar to what I seen when I first got there. When I just fell on my knees and just broke down, and I'm just like, I'm going through so much right now, you know, with this court stuff and just in the middle of life. And you know, there was so much going on at that time. I just felt like I couldn't find my way out of what I was in. You know what I'm saying? And when I looked up, that's basically all I seen. It just was black, like a black tunnel. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, I see it now. I see it. I thought it was a spaceship. For real. But I see it now. Homie, like when I spend time in Istanbul, it looks just like all the mosques I went to, man.
It reminded me of a church that I saw in Georgia, Savannah, Georgia. I can't remember the name of it, but that's what it reminds me of. Like, because they had.
Yo, T, you
know,
you got to fade out. Sorry to interrupt, Shelly. Yeah, I heard. Yeah, sure. So, yeah. Anyway, so I could see the main thing, but to me, it looks like a spaceship. You got to fade out the side a bit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So have you released it yet? Anyway,
yes,
I think it's cool now that I know what it was. But if I were you, I'd fade out the sides of the, you know, the edges. So it looks like a, yo, man. No, but actually that's pretty cool. So what do all these symbols mean, man?
Honestly, that's the part where I just love different things. I love stuff that just makes something look different. You know what I'm saying?
Enough said. That's all you got to say. Man.
Yeah, I just like different things. And that right there was something to just make it stand out.
You know, now that I know what it is, I love it.
So,
appreciate you.
Yeah. It's just kind of, I don't know. I just think about the songs that I've been listening to and like into the album cover. I'm just checking it out. You know what I think would make this very dramatic and more eye popping?
Talk to me.
A little bit of red, right on the right there,
ooh,
where that like that thing sticks out and those spikes, all those little spikes sticking out.
Okay, yeah.
Like under it or like. What are you talking about? Because I'm looking at this right now. And I know Shelly really good at this. She's good at all this creative stuff. Okay, so where would you want the right or the red?
Here, I'm going to send you a picture of it right now, Maddie. And I'll send you one, TV.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's spikes that stick out. Except we would want to make it, hold on a minute. Hold on one second. Yeah, so what was the name of the album again?
No Way Out.
Yeah.
The Way Out. Okay. So I'm gonna highlight these spikes in here. I'll let you see them. See what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm getting some right now.
Yeah, Kiwi, I'm going to send it to you. Of course,
so,
it needs to be better than that and like look like blood red, like real blood. You know what I mean?
Okay, but these are going up, right?
Yeah.
Yo, why don't we put a ladder down? Like, remember Batman? What was it, Dark Knight, whatever, when he couldn't get out of that cage?
Out the cage, yeah.
Or that. Yeah. Well, I think we're being blasphemous right now, but honestly, that'd be kind of cool. Shell, so what do you mean by these red things? Like, I know they're
That's
crude
where I was putting
drawings.
Blood in the top of that corner, because if you look at it, so if you look at the picture itself, that's going to be actually a lot tinier, and you're going to have it look like blood red. I just sent it to you, TV, and
yo, so you mean red fading out into dark red at the end of it?
Right. So up here,
okay.
So this picture right here, the one that he sent us, if you look at it again,
okay.
Like, you'll see
it's only
a corner. So it would just be in that little corner. You see what I'm saying, Pee-wee?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. Of course, you would make it look like you want really dark blood. You want it look like blood stripping towards the front of it. You see what I'm saying? On each spike.
Right, right.
Yeah.
The way out. Not upset or, but yeah, just yeah. That whole scenario was real, though. It was crazy. Like, at that time, I just was going through so much. It just felt like I couldn't get no. And this cover art right here was so perfect, because it was like, there's no doors. All there is high windows. There's no way to climb up. There's nowhere to go to get out. So, you know what I'm saying? It was a situation.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it would be dope kind of looking, because people think in threes. And when they look at advertisement, three colors is how they remember things usually. They'll remember more than two colors or more than three colors. Yeah.
Right.
Just letting you know. And it would make it pop.
Anyways. Work. Anyways, the music speaks for itself. But sorry, Shells and I, you could tell, like, we're both, like, we have reached, Shells, would you agree that you have reached, like, a platinum of peace right now? It's so good to have this show today, man. Honestly, my Shells is back, and everyone was happy. Anyway, so, yeah, we're just kind of mumbling.
Like,
we're mumbling.
Like, we're still on the radio. I miss everybody, you know?
You're a radio superstar, girl.
You created
this show for a reason. You begged me to be on it, and I came on, and it was fun as fuck, and it's still fun as fuck, but you were born for this. People like you, girl.
Hell yeah. I appreciate that. You were too.
Plus, we have something to say, man. Like, I swear I can't go to Texas again, but we say what we fucking say. I never could go there anyways. It's crazy how...
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy how, what was it, like, how did you know somebody from Amon Ra? Like, isn't it funny how...
Athens, Georgia.
But just random-ass people in a small-ass town, right? I think that's...
No, Athens is kind of big. It's a college town.
Well, whatever. It's small to me. But
I don't know what the population is. Here, I'll look it up. I'll ask. Okay, anyway, yeah, it is crazy. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
So Shelton was just telling me to ask him if he knew him. But he's coming on the show.
Who?
I already talked to him. He's going to be a guest on our show one night.
Oh, the dude you said that said, I want to be in your podcast.
Tony? Yeah. He's going to come on one night. Population of Athens, Georgia.
$127,358. That's a decent sized town.
And that's from 2021. Yeah.
It's a town, though. But yeah, that's a good
sized
town.
It's crazy, isn't it? It is crazy.
No, like I told you, I want to get down to 1.5%, or excuse me, 1.5 degrees of separation.
Right. Yeah. It's dope.
Well, in Vegas,
all right.
Down
listen, I really appreciate all our listeners that have hung on. You know, we're a little late than normal. Pee Wee, I don't know if he's on. Yeah. So, we appreciate you coming on, man. I'm looking forward to more music, for sure. That's
hey,
very important.
Thank
shout
y'all for
to
playing
GMG.
The music.
Shout out, Malik. Man,
yeah.
Yo, homie, one here. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, Shelves. Real quick. So I know I asked you this question, but I think you can tell I'm drunk. Shelves is high. But when did your CD come out again? No, that's how we do, bro. That's how you know we're happy is how fucked up we slur our words. Anyways, when's your album come out again?
It's out, right?
No, the album's already out. I thought you were there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, when did it come out then? Tell the
please
people when it came out and tell them where to find it.
So the album is on all platforms, YouTube. It's on Apple Music, Spotify, everywhere. You just type in Tiwi, No Way Out. We're into the pot right up. Find me on Instagram, _ Tiwi, T-E-W-E-E. And there it is.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So,
perfect.
Know, I was, you know who I, today, I don't know, this is, a lot of people don't know this, but my, you know, Corey, the love of my life, he got killed this week, about 5 years ago, walking in, maybe 6 years ago, I'll have to look.
Oh, your boy, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, walking across the road, somebody hit him, and he flew 150 feet. And fucking died. He died after he was on life support. And it's crazy because, I mean, he was gone. Like, there was nothing there. And they told us, like, you know, he wasn't going to make it. I was on the road at the time. I was doing my tour. And that's when I did that 36 states in 6 months. So I was in Florida, and he was all the way in Colorado. And freaking this town has the most people killed by a car hitting them. Is that not crazy? But he got on video chat, wanted to let him hear my voice, you know, just kind of, it was something I needed to do. You know what I'm saying? They were getting ready to take it, to pull the plug on him. He was getting ready to, just, his body wasn't going to be here any longer. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah.
And his soul's gone. Well, do you know that man had one tear come down his cheek when I was talking to him, and he was unresponsive from everything. The nurses freaked out. And then he died. He took his last breath and died. They didn't even have to take him off the machine. Yeah.
Yo, you know what? He waited for you. It was like my grandpa.
I think he did.
He waited for me.
I swear I think he did.
Anyway, no, but... Yo, I know it's sad, but just think about that. He showed you something before he left, right? And so he put that in you. His energy went into you. And, yo, no, I mean, that's...
But the thing about
me,
though, everybody knows that I love him. Anybody that I love, I let people know, you know, I got love for them. They know I love them. They fucking know how I roll. I don't call everybody every day or even three times in a month sometimes. But, you know... I still, they know, they could call me at any time. It's going to be the same amount of love that's always been there for them. And it's just the way it is. And
real recognize
so
real,
I,
man.
I never really regretted anything. You know, things happen for a reason. So, yeah, he let me know it was okay. Like, I think I let him know it was okay. He was just waiting to hear my voice, I swear.
He was waiting
best
for you.
Friend.
I'm telling you, I went through the same thing. He was waiting for you. My mom said he hasn't moved, and he moved when you came in, and then he died, my grandpa. And that was the same thing. Like, if you want to talk about a show, we can talk about that another time or later tonight if you want. But, yeah, he was waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, he wanted his last memory to be that he knew you were around. I think that's pretty dope, man. Yeah.
It is. For sure. So, speaking of which, I'm going to play one more song, and then we're going out of here, guys. I'm just going to play it, come back, tell everybody bye. I'm going to shout out Ascot Records, shout out GMG, Nightingale stopped by, Hog, I was always listening, Region, Malik was listening, Tiwi, we always appreciate when you come by.
Shout out Charles Management, shout out Maddie M Management.
Yes. Yes. Say his name. I always want to say, I can't say it. What was his name, DJ?
Oh, my, Jehuti.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're going to play a song from P-Funk, man. Shout out P-Funk. Miss you, man.
Yo, straight up. Shout out.
Big GMG. Shout out P-Funk for real.
Yeah. Malik, we waiting for him to get home. We waiting for these people to get home. Oh, man.
Yep. Love you guys.
You know what I'm saying? So,
still rocking that clothing, P-Funk. Straight up.
Yeah. Here we go. We're going to listen to this song. You gotta never give up.
Why you niggas envision it, we gon' keep going. What you niggas call dreamers are motherfucking reality, nigga. That's why we breadheads, nigga. The conglomeration. Rose Park's fire. And don't you niggas forget it.
Yeah. That's the end of that?
Yo, Shells, yeah. Do you think we can put in like a tape recorder? How much do you think it costs to throw in a tape recorder into his jail cell? How much do you have to pay off people?
I don't know, man.
Like, he's so inspirational, man. Even if he was doing, like, he's stuck in a cell.
He's still educating and spreading knowledge and doing what he does. He's still being him. He comes over the phones and he does Facebook Lives. His son will come on and he'll come do a phone call and go live on him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, that's all good. That's all good. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's
sure.
A good man.
I've been telling him he needs to come on one night. Call in, you know. One night.
Oh, 100. What the fuck is he waiting for?
Yeah. Facts. All right, man. It's time to go, guys. It's almost midnight here. I got to go down. See, mom's okay. You know, I'm going to come back up here. Let's sleep. Make sure everybody's all right. Keep grinding and shining. Shout out to everybody. Let's see who is the top 5 countries next week. I don't know.
Let's guess.
Would they come back?
No, I'm calling U.S. and then what's second? What do we have second? I know third is Canada. Okay. What's second?
This is our March Madness brackets right here. Hold on.
100%. Okay, yeah. So we got U.S. first. That ain't gonna change. That's like 70% of our shit.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And then
because U.S. used to not even be listed as a top 5.
But that was a while ago. Anyways, okay.
Now,
so
Taiwan's
U.S.
in second.
All right.
Taiwan's in second right now.
Okay. Yo, I think Taiwan's going to make it's gonna handle Canada for a bit. Unless, okay, guys, 5-1, Canada's going to take over Taiwan next week. Anyways.
All
okay,
right.
Now we're trying to do, yo, write this down. I'm writing this down. 5-1.
No, What's that?
Canada.
Mexico.
Okay.
So, Mexico's number 4.
Okay, so we got 4 is Mexico.
And Brazil's
okay,
number
Mexico's
5.
Mexico's strong. Brazil, I think number 5 is Sweden. I think they're going to go back and forth. I'm guessing, like, Chile is going to come into number 5. Okay, 100.
I think the Dominican Republic, though. Maybe Peru.
Really? Okay, I'll take that, too. No.
Yeah.
Peru. Well, because, you know, my brother-in-law is Peruvian. That might sway the odds. Okay, I'm
hey, I have an expert
Peruvian
too. Yeah.
No, write this shit down, man. Oh yeah. Okay, but and I say Chile is taking over 5th, and you say Dominican Republic, and then you say Peru. So what are the odds on each? I say Chile is 1 in 10. What do you think about Dominican?
I don't know. France might come back, really. I'm thinking that actually, I really feel like it's going to be Brazil and France battling out number 5.
Yo, the thing is, Shells, we don't care, right? Because we love everybody who listens to the show.
We
man.
Love everybody.
Straight up.
We hit like 168 countries, I think. Or 158.
Oh, yeah.
How many countries are there again? I think there's 198, right?
No, it's 2-something, man. I should know better. I'm an engineer. But I forgot. It's like, I don't know. Google it. It used to be 2-something. Anyway, yo, we love all you guys. We're just saying that, yo, we should actually put in polls, man. I still got 1 town, Chile. You know, I'm kind of hoping India comes up, man.
They would because, like, there's 195 countries, and we're in 158 of them.
What? Yo, is that real fast right now? It used to be
205.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm an idiot. All right. Cool.
Well, I'm serious. All right.
You know, Australia is pretty close to Canada in terms of their culture. I was kind of hoping we get some Australians, but I mean, we
I
do have
to look
some.
Up.
Just, this top 5, I'm really interested.
Yeah. I don't want to give out bad information.
Guys,
but we love you all.
I don't know why people. Yeah, I don't know why people listen to our bullshit every week.
Yeah, next week y'all come back and see us on Wednesday. We'll be right here. It's been a long night tonight. I'm hungry. I gotta go get something to eat, man. Log down and check on mom and everything. Appreciate you all. Keep grinding and shining. We love you guys. Man, Chewy, thank you for hanging on with us. He's a, I'm proud of him. Getting to school. Man, appreciate you. I know you're going to, you know, look at, hey, I know you're doing medical assistant, but look in the x-ray tech, man. I'm telling you, they making money right now.
Oh, yeah, they ain't got to do shit. Your balls might shrivel, but that's about it.
Word.
No, seriously, I'm from a medical family. Trust me.
Yeah,
listen to what Shells has to say.
No, I'm
but,
definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Check into
all right,
it.
Bye,
you might be surprised. So, TV, I'm going to play one of your songs out, and I'm hanging that for real, for real.
No, Shells, right. Hold up. Shells, check on your fam. I'm going to call you in 10 after this, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So.
All right, bye, guys.
Yeah. Bye, much love. I don't know which one I want to do yet, man. I'm trying to, I guess I'll just have to push one. See, muscle, yeah, I'll do that one. All right, much love, everybody. Tomorrow's Power Talk with OG Matt Drama and Maddie M right here on Power Talk Hip Hop Radio. Make sure you hit, Talk Star Hip Hop Radio. Make sure you hit us up. Much love. Another one of my favorite songs.
Standing right here, what it gotta be?
Lord have mercy, I got demons in my soul, yeah. And I've been in the streets trying to turn glitter into gold, yeah. I can leave the grid without my pole, no. If I leave the grid without my pole, no, how it go, yeah. Stay in my heart, stay in my soul. I've been in the streets trying to turn glitter into gold. Stay in my heart, stay in my soul. I've been in the streets trying to turn glitter into gold. I remember times where I felt worthless. Now I'm grinding hard for everything and I'm worth it. If you watching close to see I'm working. If you watching close to see I'm working. I got goals, I got aspirations. I pray to Allah, inshallah, hope I make it. I know that day on my back they hating. If you know your role, you better play it, I'm saying. I know killing that ain't.
Yeah, I just couldn't cut off the song because that's cool.
They clean
it up, they match it. I'll let it play out to you.
Lord have mercy, I got demons in my soul, yeah. And I've been in the streets trying to turn glitter into gold, yeah. I can leave the grid without my pole, no. If I leave the grid without my pole, no, how it go, yeah. Stay in my heart, stay in my soul. I've been in the streets trying to turn glitter into gold. Stay in my heart. Stay in my soul. I've been in the streets trying to turn glitter into gold. I got goals, I got aspirations. By any means, I gotta chase it, I'm saying. I got goals.